Many Americans are unaware that behind the scenes, the technical backbone of the financial system is decades out of date, many, many years out of date. You know that Paul and others are straightening it out, but payments and money transfers are costly and take days or even weeks to clear. Under this bill, the entire ancient system will be eligible for a 21st century upgrade using the state-of-the-art crypto technology.
The new structure bill. On the one hand, the entire monetary apparatus would migrate on-chain, powered by decentralized crypto protocols that could finally rip power away from the unelected Federal Reserve overlords and their endless fiat printing presses. A full-spectrum overhaul, positioning America at the vanguard of a digital asset revolution while the globalist dinosaurs in London and Brussels scramble to keep their centralized stranglehold intact. On the other hand, as the roughly $800 billion investment by the UAE, Japan, and Silicon Valley to build vampiric data centers reaches a fever pitch, this new structure could be the Trojan horse for something far more sinister.
So then you'll be living in a world that you didn't agree to, didn't vote for, that you are co-inhabiting with a super intelligent alien species that answers to the goals and rules of a corporation, an entity which has access to the comms, beliefs, everything you ever said, and the whereabouts of every person in the country via your personal data. Surveillance capitalism can toggle pretty quickly into digital totalitarianism. At best, these tech giants become the self-appointed arbiters of human good, which is the fox guarding the henhouse. They would never ever think of using that power against us and strip mining us for our last drop of cash. So that's a scarier scenario than what I presented in The Terminator 40 years ago, if for no other reason than it's no longer science fiction.
Programmable money, total surveillance tied to digital IDs, and the slow march toward CBDC enslavement wrapped in a crypto name tag.
There will be no privacy, and it's a very effective controlling mechanism by the government. What I mean is all the transactions will be known. All transactions done with digital currencies will be known, which is good for illegal activities, getting control of illegal activities. But it also means that the government has a great deal of control. For example, they can tax that way. They can take your money. They can establish foreign exchange controls and the like. And that'll, so that's something that will be an increasing issue, particularly for international holders of that currency, because they might feel, let's say if you're a Frenchman and they wanted to have sanctions, they could take your money.
Of course.
You know, and so on. So there's the privacy issue of that.
And if you're politically disfavored, you could be shut off.
Politically disfavored, you could be shut off. Yes.
So do you think that is the right thing to do for America to have boots on the ground or even be involved in attacking Iran? I mean, we were the first aggressor here. We fired the first shots in Iran. Is that the right thing to do for our country?
That is the right thing to do if you want to implement the digital control grid. It's not the right thing to do if you want to represent America. But this has nothing to do with American national interests. This has to do with essentially a syndicate asserting sufficient control to implement the next phase of the financial system.
The same technocrats who've pushed Agenda 2030 for years aren't about to surrender control. They're rebranding it as progress, luring in the masses with promises of efficiency while embedding back doors for tracking every transaction, freezing dissenters' assets, and enforcing social credit scores in real time. The real question remains, is Trump delivering liberation from the debt slave matrix or accelerating the beast system's digital noose? John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
Thank you. for as long as I've been an info warrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know, like, knives, like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows there's a knife, comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80. We're selling for like $40. We'll be right back.
You're watching The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com.
Annihilate.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to The War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this Thursday afternoon, the 9th of April, 2026, joined in studio by Jesse Beltran and Edward Zoll. Of course, they were on with Alex Jones, but there's just so much to talk about. We couldn't get into all of it. Welcome to the show, fellas.
Thank you. Pal.
Pleasure.
So where should we pick up where you guys left off on Alex Jones, or should we get back to sort of the reason why y'all were here in the first place, which was the revelation of the ghost murmur technology? Now, full disclosure, yesterday when the ghost murmur, you know, revelation came out, I was a little bit suspicious. It sounded to me like something that they didn't want us to really know how they found the guy, or it just seemed like, is that really the most effective way to find a downed pilot? Look for his heartbeat. It seems like there would just be other ways to do it. And so I was just sort of suspicious of this revelation. But y'all are saying it's real. The ghost murmur quantum device was actually probably deployed here.
Absolutely. Well, there's, you got to remember, after that magic jab, we've all been exposed to these specific types of amplifying metals that were in the vaccines, and then we're exposed to in our ecosystem now, our waters, our grasses, our foods. And so that makes each and every one of us basically a human antenna. So you put that in conjunction with the technology that they're referring to, they're actually, what they were honing in on was the frequencies that are being emitted and can be detected via this technology. And so I spoke to an MI6 whistleblower who, Oxford educated PhD, and he is very familiar with this because he has a special skill set. He finds hidden bombs with magnetometry. And when I asked him about this quantum magnetometry technology, he says, there's a debate in physics right now among the physics community that it's not possible because of its distance amplifications are not there. But he said they left out one important aspect. They didn't talk about the amplification that was being put in every human person on this planet. And that they're being, yeah, he says, when you do that and you use pulse modulated RF, then the physics maps out. So this is how they detected him. But he says these are very, very sensitive satellite mechanisms, but it can be done. Now remember, they say that each human being has a unique signature that they can track globally. So there's not one place to hide on the planet right now.
Okay, so how does it work? Because again, I'm, you know, just sort of from a cursory view, and again, the reason why I was sort of suspicious about it is because obviously the term ghost murmur sounds like it's listening for sound, but that's not what's really happening.
No, it's actually looking for, in this aspect, we're talking about the pilot.
Yeah,
they're actually because this system is already installed in all of our soldiers. They're actually using a form of green laser light and measuring red laser signatures that come back. And so when there's a fluctuation in that, they can tell where exactly that person is. And that's what they're using without getting too in detail, because it does get, pretty intense with the mathematics and the physics that the formulas that they're utilizing. But our MI6 whistleblower did verify that this is very feasible. And this is the mechanism which they probably used in order to find him.
And when multiple, you know, sources are mm-hmm. saying the same thing, it starts to correlate together. You start to say, okay, maybe the crazy is possible. And you're correct to question it. I mean, bloody hell, everything we've been told by the government right. is a lie. But look, the key here, if what they're telling us in this case actually is true, all right, take a step back and now think about this. The U.S. government, through the CIA, has the capability to find anybody.
Right.
How are they using it, Harrison? Well, are they using it to kill the leader of Iran? Are they using it to rescue a pilot, but not using it to rescue children that are missing throughout the globe? They're not using it to rescue mothers and fathers who are lost during natural disasters. No, they're keeping this technology and in reserve for, you know, emergencies, but in their case, to kill, to hurt, to harm. They're using it for evil. But look, every American, you own this technology.
Right.
Why don't we have this technology find Nancy Guthrie?
Right.
And well, now we know this technology is obviously real to a degree because they're using sniffer planes, they're using helicopters. It's so much worse than this. Every single human being on the planet is mapped.
Right.
You tie that to the satellites, you tie this to Elon Musk's Starlink, and you tie this to the jab, whatever was placed inside of us, whether it be nanotech, whether it be the other poisons. You now have a panopticonic surveillance grid that was once talked about in fiction and now is our very nightmarish reality.
Yeah. So was it a satellite-mounted sensor that they were using for this, or?
These are satellites that have the capability of highly sensitive magnetometry aspects of them. And so that's how it was utilized.
So are they looking for do they have the guy's signature already and they're looking for that specific signature? Or are they looking for just the human signature? If they can map and track everybody on the planet, are they just saying this is a human and we can track him everywhere, or can they connect that to an identification?
Well, it's a multifaceted system, so I would say it's all of the above. Obviously, if they already know, if you're a U.S. soldier in the military, I can tell you that in my work, I have been scanning special ops soldiers, and they are coming up with a unique frequency, and that frequency ties back to NATO. Okay. Now, it would be hard not to imagine that each and every U.S. soldier is mapped. And so you would have to know that unique frequency already to know who you're looking for specifically.
Right.
Because that would be put in a database. They'd be able to pull that up, and then they know what signature to go after.
Well, think about it. Yeah. At the airports in Europe right now, you're going through passport control. You're no longer having to show your passport. Right? Mm-hmm. Europe is leading the way with this new form of digital identity.
Yeah.
You are the passport now. And I just came back with Jesse from El Salvador coming through Miami Airport. I didn't show my passport. They had a brand new system in place, and they said, hey, they had the people, the workers, they weren't even sure how to do it. They were arguing with each other how to conduct this kind of scan.
Wow.
But it was a version of this. And mm-hmm. look, it's clear as day. This year is the year of revelation. They're going to reveal that this technology is not fictional, that they can now track and also identify, and even, and as we found with Rafe, invade the privacy of your brain. And they can use this to blackmail you, control you, to make you think you're crazy, right? It's a form of gaslighting.
Yeah, and of course it reminds me of the device we apparently used in Venezuela, the discombobulator, and I actually have a video about that we can go to in just a second. But just to point out, because you brought it up, that this technology is never used to help the American people. It just will not be used to help the American people. I always reference the surveillance they have on the internet where, like, if you put up a picture of Alex Jones on Facebook, it gets taken down, your account gets deleted. I mean, they can do that. Yet somehow they deal with like 117 million reports of child sexual abuse material. So it's like they have the technology to stop all crime, arrest all shoplifters, stop all child abuse, and they use it exclusively to stop Alex Jones from getting his message out. It's like, this is how this technology is always being utilized.
It's never, centralized government control is never used to benefit the individual.
Okay? Yeah.
That's just the truth of this matter.
It's just frustrating.
I think this technology, I mean, Jesse's been researching this for a good portion of his life at this point. Okay. When I first met Jesse, I wasn't sure what to think about much of this. Since then, I mean, Jesse can share the stories. Traveling with him is stressful, okay, because of the information that he's gathering, researching, and accumulated. There's multiple intelligence agencies. They're always after him. They're trying to spy on him. I don't know how much we want to get into with devices, but I'll just say this. The information that we have uncovered, I think, is further reinforced by the fact that there are other dark entities that are trying to see what Jesse's finding. And I think what Jesse's found is the truth is that the government has found a way to pierce that veil. The veil of privacy, the veil of you know, shadows. They are in your brain, they're in your house, and the Internet of Things, all the devices and all the new technology, it's part of this panopticonic surveillance grid that's now invaded your mind.
And it is amazing how all this stuff is just being announced now, because we have known about this forever. Obviously, Alex was showing those videos from 27 years ago, but I just remember getting into arguments in high school or whatever going, you know, guys, they can use Wi-Fi to see through walls. Do you not know this? And now sure. It's like it's acknowledged, and they're, you know, you'll find an article in Wired magazine like, isn't this a cool use of Wi-Fi? And it's like, no, not. It's kind of terrifying, actually. But all of this stuff, why do you think it's all coming out right now? Why do you think it's being unveiled right now? Because they've had this stuff for decades. Now it's becoming public. Why do you think that is?
Well, for many reasons. We just came back from El Salvador interviewing Dr. Jack Cruz, and what he unveiled to us was very jaw-dropping, and it gave me a totally different perspective, and it brought tied everything together. The reason, obviously, is control. You master the human mind. The first superpower to do that will be the superpower to rule the world. Yep. President Putin said that to the Politico in an article. And we know that all of the superpowers of the world have this specific technology and the capabilities of doing this. So, obviously, control is an aspect of this. The other aspect of this is, you know, we're into a new paradigm in healthcare. They're trying to feed this to us that frequency medicine is going to be the new age of the future. And the bottom line is they've been able to cure a lot of diseases that they haven't disclosed to us because Big Pharma has been in control and these corporations have a lot of power and all they care about is money. You know, what is their ROI?
Yeah.
You know, and how do we keep the cattle in a recurring revenue state? Okay, that's why they give you these medications that really don't cure anything.
Right.
Before it used to be that. We did prophylactic medicine. How can we prevent a disease or an illness happening in the future? That's done. The health industry has been weaponized against us. Okay, that's another aspect of this. What we learned from Dr. Jack Cruz is that we are now in a sixth mass extinction event. And I want you to think about this. What he showed us, and very methodically, we know that there is a polar shift happening. We know that it is moving from west to east, and at some point it's going to be directly over Russia. Okay. What we are not being told, and he says, I don't know why the elites aren't telling anyone this, but we are losing the magnetic protection. So our force field around the world that keeps out radiation
is weakening.
Yeah, is weakening.
Right.
And it's weakening at a rate over the last 20 years, he says, which is equal to over 160 million years.
Yeah.
But it's happened in this short of time. So instead of a gradual curve on a graph, it's now perpendicular. And he was very distraught about this. He wasn't sure whether he should share it. But he did this for us in our interview for the first time, and this is what we showed the world today. So think about that. There are only going to be a few areas on the planet where it's safe for humans to be. We have how many billion people on the planet? Over 8 billion?
Right, yeah,
8 billion approximately. The majority of those people are going to perish during this event, except for the people who are in those green zones. So what we're looking at in my hypothesis is this, is now because of my work and tying in what Dr. Cruz is sharing, is that we're going to globally triage
the population.
Planet.
Yeah.
So you're going to have, you know, I'm a firefighter paramedic. If we have a mass casualty incident where you have hundreds of victims, you lay out a green area, a yellow, a red, and a black. Black is those who who are going to die, who have died. Red is those who are urgent and critical. Yellow is moderately urgent, and then green is those that you're going to be able to say for sure.
Right.
Okay. Well, there will be no more reds and yellow zones anymore in this triage mechanism. There will only be green and black.
Right.
Okay. So if you take 8 billion people who are fighting for the resources of the green zone, what is that going to cause?
Yeah, massive shortages.
Yeah. Chaos. Yeah.
So, but everyone else is going to be poisoned with radiation, even the food systems, even the animal life. All of that, all of organic life in itself that are not in a green zone is going to be poisoned for the green zone. So what you're going to have to do is figure out how do we keep those who are poisoned out of the green zone.
Right.
And now we have a mechanism that can track every single living organism on the planet.
Right. And so, well, so the pole shift, I mean, this is something that happens historically, right? Is this tied into the changing planet? Like, is the pole shifting responsible for, I was reading a thing today about El Nino, you know, coming in. I mean, does it affect the weather systems? Are we seeing that? And is this something that has happened before in history that we know about? Cause I know the pole shifts every couple hundred thousand years, right? As we understand it in the geological record.
Pole shift is different than the depletion of our force field.
Okay.
Okay. What happened to Mars was the depletion of the force field.
Right.
So now all the radiation comes in, everything superheats, and everything dries up, and you have no vegetation, no form of life,
right,
as we know it. So if you start having these breaches in our force field where radiation is coming in, so now people are being radiated, you're food ecosystem is now being radiated. The animal kingdom is being radiated. And so eventually everything dies off. Okay.
Right.
And so that is the distinct difference on this extinction event that Dr. Cruz describes and proved. I thought, you know, when he said that we were seeing a shift at 33.2 kilometers per year, and I went to check it on NOAA, I was shocked to see it was 42.3, so over 120 miles. It's worse than what he said.
Right.
Okay. And you can now map there. You're seeing diagrams out there where you're seeing all this EMF radiation that's coming in into areas and territories around the globe. And it's massive in certain points. And so there are only a few left. There are only going to be a few areas we're going to be safe. Now, who determines who stays in those safe zones? Why are the elites building bunkers deep underground, massive bunkers to live hundreds of years,
right,
worth of resources underground? This is what Dr. Jack Cruz is disclosing. He says they're purposely not telling the world the truth about this event.
So what is causing it? Because I was always under the impression that the magnetic field was generated by the spinning of the Earth. I mean, the Earth is still spinning. What would cause the magnetic field to lessen?
You know, that's something, a good question that we would post for him. But he says that this is happening from the outside in. So this is coming in from space. There's a frequency change that's causing this phenomenon is what his hypothesis is.
Mm. Yeah, and I think that there's obviously this debate that's been going on for quite a long time with the climate, right? And I know for about 10 years ago, there was a discussion about the impact to the globe and shifts in magnetism from like a little ice age and these other things. But
right,
one of the things that Dr. Cruz did tell us that was kind of shocking is, you know, of course, the Lord has created everything. You know, God has designed this earth. He's designed you and I. And there is a way that he has designed to reset something like this happening. And it's an X flare. So when an
right.
X flare happens, I mean, we know part of an X flare, if you've heard of this. Well, also, if it were to happen now, it would knock out all the electronics.
Right.
We would be sent back to the Stone Age. But it would reset the magnetic poles. So we wouldn't die and be discombobulated, you know, actually physically by the shift of magnetism in the event of what Dr. Cruz was describing. But we would have to go back to living, I suppose, how we lived maybe 1,000 years ago.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe it's good. I don't know, but
there's the classic comic. I don't know if the crew can find it where it's the, you know, humanity builds AI, AI takes over humanity, a sunspot wipes out electronics, humans revert to sun worship. And it's this cycle that we build up again until, you know, we have to get wiped out again.
But that's exactly,
there might be something to it.
That is the algorithm.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, man thinks that they can replace God with an AI God, and God is the ultimate programmer.
Right.
And God and may wipe have it something out. Up his sleeve.
Yeah, with a sun fart, for lack of a better term. I mean, it could all be wiped out. And the thing is, that's not, I mean, we've had these events. It was the Carrington event, right, in the late 1800s. Yes. It was a sun flare. And at the time, all we had was telegraph. And so the telegraph lines were like exploding electricity. Now, if that exact same thing hit, it would be obviously worse because of all the electronics that we have, and probably our magnetic shield is lessened, so we'd be impacted heavier anyway, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, and then what Dr. Cruz went into with us is that it appears they're the elite, you know, people like Elon Musk and, you know, Jeff Bezos, they're not ignorant
right.
to this threat. And thus, they're actually taking steps themselves to prepare for this eventuality, to include their investment in super yachts. Now, people think, oh, the super yachts are just for the Jeffrey Epsteins of the world, so they can frolic in open ocean and never go to jail for the crimes they commit. Yeah, that would be the, yeah, that's the cartoon. Look at that.
There it is right there.
Yes. And, well, the super yacht, apparently one of the things about the ocean is in the event that Dr. Cruz is describing, the food in the ocean, the fish, I mean, the whales, a lot of life would survive.
Right.
Much as life survived during the flood, right? And so many of the elite are thinking, according to Dr. Cruz, that if they get into open ocean and maybe get away from the land masses, that they'll survive and they'll be able to live on in whatever existence that is without you and I around.
Yeah, well, the problem there that I see in that is that the only ones that are really going to survive are those animals, those aquatic animals that can live in deep waters.
Right.
Because that's where the food is going to be safe.
And it's funny that that's where, even now they say, scientists say that's where life began. So that would sort of fall in line.
So it's a reset.
Yeah. You know,
It's kind of weird how that may be what we're headed for.
Yeah. That's very true. All right. So all right. Well, we're almost done with this break, but because I want to tie it all back in together. So how does all of this, the sun flare and the magnetic sphere tie into the ghost murmur stuff? Basically, because we're quickly entering into a world where they are going to need total control and management of every living thing.
Absolutely.
As far as they see it. So where would the green zones be? Like around the equator or?
Well, no. He said very specifically there are certain locations, and he was not sure he wanted to even talk about it because what impact it may have on society. Do we have everyone now fighting to live in those green zones? And then what happens if everyone converges on that and you eat up all the resources in their green zones? Then the whole globe's done.
Right.
Of course, he's moved to El Salvador, and he's mentioned other places with strong magnetic presences. Mm-hmm. You know, and this is where he's not recommending even for people to move to, but it's where he's gone.
Interesting.
Right? Yeah. But you'll be surprised as to where the safe area he claims would be in the United States.
Can you tell us?
Bill Gates' territory.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Pacific Northwest. Why is that?
Seattle. And he says that's where the physics shows that that's where the strong magnetic protections are going to be.
Interesting. So it's all because of the rock formations? Or?
Yeah. I'm not sure how the science works on that. That's something that we could ask him, and I'm sure he'd give us some feedback. But
I know things like limestone, where the water travels through, it creates an electric current. So, wow, this is all incredibly fascinating. We'll be right back with a commercial break. Jesse Belcher and Edwards is on my show.
We have two new products at theallshowstore.com that are guaranteed to work and deliver healthy results. One is Ultimate Energy. It's very simple. High-quality fusion of organic caffeine that is time-released, then with a very strong dose of high-quality L-theanine that relaxes you and gives you clarity and focus. A lot of people take it for tests. They also take caffeine. You take the two together, it gives you smooth, continual release energy for up to 10 hours. A fabulous product, Ultimate Energy. And then, when it's nighttime and it's time to chill, Ultimate Chill, a big dose of L-theanine and a big dose of ashwagandha root that gives you rest, relaxation, and better, deeper sleep. That's also great for your immune system and your whole body. Good, clean energy and good, clean sleep. These two products together are amazing, and they're now available at TheAlexShowStore.com. While you're there, get the ultramethylene blue, get our incredible iodine, T3, bovine colostrum, and so much more at TheAlexShowStore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide and taking the globalist on head-on. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade, take 30 minutes to kick in. I've given this to 500 people. Only 3 people didn't feel it right away. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, when I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
He's cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
Personally, I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. I was telling you, I've had a little bit of a cold for the past few days, under-rested. It felt like my brain was working at 50% capacity, just felt slow. And now, what's it been, a half hour or so, it feels like I'm back up to 80%. So, yeah, that's my experience. Feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them.
You, and be honest, I know you will be, because we're always trying to find a better methylene blue. If you've got one that's better, you said you've taken it before. Did you feel the same thing with the other methylene blue?
No, with other ones I've tried, I didn't have a perceptible difference. Yeah, didn't notice anything.
Well, I got to tell you, Bigly, I said, go find me the best. They said, this place doesn't sell it to people. They sell it for medical dyes for arteries, instead of like iodine, radioactive iodine. They use this for tracking blood clots or something. And I said, okay, great. So you got to deal with them? I said, well, let me get it. And I'd taken a bunch of different brands before. It didn't really do much. I was like, when I did it. And I was like, so they hit a home run with this. So you're saying you've taken, we didn't talk about this beforehand. We just asked you. You've taken others before, though, did not feel like this.
Yeah, that's true. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it.
Yeah, my understanding, you mentioned this, methylene blues, they're not all created equal. Some, I believe, are like a fish aquarium grade.
Yeah.
But they sell it to humans. So what you found, I'm stoked to really...
Look, I love Bigly. Their rule is go out and get the best. Most of our products are private label. It's already top rated. So I said, get the best methylene blue. So I think we've got the best. JP Sears didn't even know this backstory that you all know. You just saw what just happened to him. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexShowStore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fights will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. I'm in studio with Jesse Beltran. He can be found on X at MindNexus Live. MindNexusLive.com is the website. And, of course, Edward Zoll. He is the producer for the great documentary series Died Suddenly. And that's on X as well, at Died Suddenly, right?
That's right.
There you go. Doing incredible work. And we're sort of just letting the conversation go free flow. We start with the ghost murmur stuff, but we quickly got into sort of apocalyptic, insanity. So tie it all in together for me. What do we need to know? What do, like, the average person need to know? We don't have the ability to be like Mark Zuckerberg and create a 10,000 square foot permanent underground shelter. Can we do anything about this? Like, what do we need to know? How should this inform our lives?
Well, I'll beg to differ on that. Right now, there is a methodology to divide and conquer society, okay? If society would band together, we are the taxpayers. Unfortunately, we're the ones who paid for this system with our dollars. And if we take our power back, we might have a fighting chance in order to build these underground bunkers like the Zuckerbergs and so forth. because we take away their monetary system for them to maintain their power, then we can easily take that away. But, you know, how does this all tie in? What Dr. Cruz shared with us, it clicked with me. Because I've been following the Havana syndrome, this AHI, we know, which is RF-based, frequency-based, and affects everyone, a lot of people now all over the globe. There isn't a continent that I don't get a complaint from, with the exception of Antarctica, but there are complaints of people suffering of this phenomenon on Antarctica now.
Interesting.
Yeah. So what happens is that Dr. Cruz's position is that the reason we're seeing diseases on the increase, brain abnormalities, dementia, Alzheimer's, all of these things happening is because of that decrease in that force field, the magnetic protection. And now we're putting up 5G towers, 6G towers with the concept of even 10G. He says we'll never get to 10G because humans will be dead by then.
Hmm.
But it's creating a potentiation effect. Because of decrease in the magnetic shields, and then we're putting out all of this RF emissions, and so that is also affecting us. And so, you know, what do we do about it? Number one is we stop fighting each other and start understanding that we all breathe the same air, we all bleed the same, and we all need the same nutrients and mechanisms to live. And if we don't band together and come up with viable cognitive solutions, we're not going to have a fighting chance. So right now is the time for us to do this so that we do have a fighting chance against this. Now, what is the ultimate goal? Right now, we know in that magic jab, there was this nanotechnology, the one nanorobots, which are programmed to self-assemble, self-replicate, cross the blood-brain barrier. That was the Trojan horse that's in us now. And we were non-consensually implanted with this stuff. It's in our air. It's in our water. According to the whistleblower that we interviewed, Rafe, in the UK, he says it's in our complete ecosystem now. So it's in the water. It's in the grasses. It's in the trees. It's everywhere. You can't get away from it. So what you have to do is minimize these toxic metals within your body or your ecosystem. Each and every one of us is a unique ecosystem. If you can decrease the amplification, then you can decrease the effectiveness in order to give yourself a fighting chance. That would be my recommendation here and now. Ultimately, what we need to do is we need to figure out how to legally intercept these RF signals that are coming in, gather those packets, decrypt those packets so we can establish the protocol that's being utilized and create a computer virus or antivirus so we can make this stuff inert. That really is the ultimate goal I see as a 100% solution for humanity right now.
Mm.
But it is illegal to do if we do that on U.S. soil.
I've got a couple of videos I think, you know, relate to what we're saying. Just again, if people think that this is all woo-woo or whatever, like these things are actually already being deployed on the battlefield. Some of the weapons that we're talking about, some of the RF, you know, direct rays, that sort of stuff. I want to go to clip number 28 here. This is one of the weapons that the Pentagon uses. I guess this would be what they call the discombobulator. At least it has some similar effects to that. But again, just to give people an understanding of what even EMF weapons are. Let's go to clip 28 here.
But one of the most dangerous electronic warfare comes from the disc-shaped objects attached to this Black Hawk helicopter. While the Pentagon hasn't officially disclosed the specific hardware, military experts often call this a soft kill system. How does it actually work?
No.
To understand the weapon, you first have to look at what it did. The most likely candidate for a weapon that creates that kind of internal pressure without external sound is a high-power microwave device. It relies on something called the Frey effect. The weapon probably carried by a Chinook or a Black Hawk helicopter fires a focused beam of pulse microwave energy, not sound waves, that passes right through the skull. These beams are absorbed by the water in the brain tissue and the fluid in the inner ear. This energy causes a minuscule rapid heating of the tissue, less than 1 degree Celsius. But that tiny sudden expansion generates a pressure wave inside the skull. The consequence? The target hears a sound, clicks, buzzing, or a roar that originates inside their own head, bypassing the eardrums entirely. If the frequency is tuned to the resonance of the inner ear, it violently disrupts the body's balance, causing immediate vertigo. At higher power levels, that rapid tissue expansion can rupture capillaries, leading to the reported nosebleeds and internal trauma.
All right, so there you go. That was, you know, very similar to what we saw in the discombobulator in Venezuela. Now, not to completely change the topic, but we are going to completely change the topic because Donald Trump has just published a Truth Social here where he calls out Alex Jones by name. I'll go ahead and read this. It's pretty long. He must be angry. He says this, "I know why Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens, and Alex Jones have all been fighting me for years." Well, we can just stop right there, President. I'll read the whole thing, but he's been fighting you for about 3 days, President Trump, but that's fine. "Alex Jones have all been fighting me for years, especially by the fact that they think it's wonderful for Iran, the number one state sponsor of terror, to have a nuclear weapon, because they all have one thing in common, low IQs. They're stupid people, they know it, their families know it, and everyone else knows it too. Look at the past, look at their record, they don't have what it takes, they never did. They've all been thrown off television," he capitalizes television, like it's a... I don't know. That's funny.
Who watches TV anymore?
Yeah. It's like, what is this television you talk about? Okay. Sorry. They've been thrown off of television, like thrown out of a club. Their shows, they aren't even invited on TV because no one cares about them. They're nut jobs, troublemakers, and will say anything necessary for some free and cheap publicity. Now they think they'll get clicks because they have third-rate podcasts and nobody's talking about them, and their views are the opposite of MAGA. Or I wouldn't have won the presidential election in a landslide. MAGA agrees with me and just gave CNN a 100% approval rating of Trump. Okay, so Trump is now
CNN
siding with CNN. Okay, wow. Well, they are in they are television, so television important and good. They give him 100% approval rating of Trump, not hand flailing fools. What the hell is he saying? Like, I can't even keep up with this. Not hand-flailing fools like Tucker Carlson, who couldn't even finish college. He was a broken man when he got fired from Fox. He's never been the same since. Perhaps he should see a good psychiatrist. Or Megyn Kelly, who nastily asked me the now-famous only Rosie O'Donnell question. Or crazy Candace Owens, who accuses the highly respectable First Lady of France of being a man when she is not. And will hopefully win lots of money in the ongoing lawsuit. Actually, to me, the First Lady of France is far more beautiful woman than Candace.
What?
In fact, it's not even close. I mean,
President Trump siding with Emmanuel Macron now?
Yeah, I guess. That's wild. It's like, if you really want to discredit everything else you're seeing, say that Macron is more attractive than Candace Owens. That's just nuts. Or bankrupt Alex Jones, who says some of the dumbest things and lost his entire fortune, as he should have, for his horrendous attacks on the families of the Sandy Hook shooting victims, ridiculously claiming it was a hoax. These so-called pundits are losers, and they always will be. Now fake news CNN, the failing New York Times, and all of the other radical left news organizations are hailing them and giving them positive press for the first time in their lives. They're not MAGA. They're losers just trying to latch on to MAGA as president. I could get them on my side anytime I want to, but when they call, I don't return their calls because I'm too busy on world and country affairs. After a few times, they go nasty, just like Marjorie Taylor, Trader Brown. I no longer care about that stuff. I only care about doing right for our country. MAGA is winning, and strength is not allowing Iran to have nuclear weapons. MAGA is about making America great again, and these people have no idea how to do that, but I do, because the United States is now the hottest country anywhere in the world.
Harrison, was this what he was composing while his wife was giving a press conference about how the government is basically owned and controlled by Jeffrey Epstein blackmailers?
I mean, that is a great question. I don't know. It sounds like something Mark Levin was dictating to him. I don't know. Maybe Donald Trump was just the stenographer in this case. I mean, this is sad. It's honestly just kind of sad.
It's traitorous. I'll just be frank here. You and I were entering the news media around this time. I was over at True News. I think you had actually started maybe over here around that time. The only reason anybody was taking President Trump seriously, other than he was saying things which are a little bit different, was because Alex Jones had brought him on.
Yeah.
That was the moment where it's like, wait a minute, maybe he's not part of the establishment. Maybe he's different. You know, maybe he's different than Hillary Clinton and these others that are trying to run. And for President Trump to say that, and to bring up Sandy Hook, by the way, you look through that. It's like he thinks that he's scoring points by detailing the alleged sins of some of the most popular commentators and thought leaders in the country, mind you, or the world for this matter. No, it's showing that he's basically turned on MAGA
completely. I mean, it's like, honestly, it's just kind of sad to me. Like, I don't know. I'm, you know, I guess I should be angry because he's, but it's just like, oh, the poor old man got his hands on the phone, I guess. You know, it's like he's embarrassing himself again. It's just kind of pathetic what he's become. And during the bankruptcy trial for Alex Jones, by the way, which wasn't a trial, it was a complete fraud, obviously.
It's lawfare.
And you got to, you know, when we've been wondering, like, why isn't Trump, you know, standing up for this? This, it's complete lawfare. It's obviously an attack on the First Amendment. And one of his biggest supporters, who was Alex Jones, who in the trial, they brought on experts to testify that Alex Jones was the single most important factor in Donald Trump getting elected. Literally, they testified to it over and over and over again, saying that Alex Jones had more influence, in their words, than Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, and the next three or four people combined. Alex Jones and M4s had more impact and directly got Donald Trump elected. It's why they went after him for Sandy Hook. So this is the thing you got to understand. You can go to Google News. You can search the news section and you can, you know, give it a date range. If you search the date range from the day Sandy Hook happened to the day Donald Trump got elected, you cannot find a single article relating Alex Jones to Sandy Hook. Mm. Not a single one. Literally never once did somebody say, hey, this Alex Jones guy is talking about Sandy Hook. This is bad. Nothing like that. It was literally 1 week after Donald Trump got elected that the first article came out saying Donald Trump is related to this Alex Jones guy who is the Sandy Hook guy. He never was the Sandy Hook guy. There are a lot of other people whose entire careers were built on Sandy Hook. Alex Jones mentioned it a couple times in one of his, you know, in a couple of his 4 hours a day, 7 days a week broadcast. He mentioned it a few times. He was never the guy. They associated him with Sandy Hook in order to destroy him because he got Donald Trump elected. And now as thanks for that, all of this suffering that we've gone through, all the fact that I haven't gotten a raise in like 2.5 years because we're in bankruptcy proceedings, was all because we were successful in getting Donald Trump elected. And this is how he repays us. So it's not even like, I'm not even like angry. It's just like, it's sad and it proves that we're right to not try to stick by this betrayer, quizzling, scumbag turncoat. So I feel.
Oh, the saddest thing with this is that, I mean, the things that Alex has been saying for years, the things that he's been exposing, the things that he's been, you know, bring light to, the reason why it's become popular is because we're tired of being lied to by the government, by everybody. My gosh, are there any politicians who are looking out for the best interest of their constituents? These truths and these compositions, who half the time they're being written up by his staffers, who are the ones that are still remaining, right? The truth of this is that he's saying these things and sending out these tirades because he doesn't know how to win back that base that fought for him originally.
No, he blames the people who have broken with him.
It's deflection, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's blaming everyone else instead of, like, and I'm not going to sit here and say everything in the world's wrong because of what President Trump's done and not done, but I will say this. This war, like we talk about the discombobulator, we talk about the rescue of this pilot. There's so many things happening that are just destroying the lives of Americans and destroying people around the globe for that matter, that just didn't need to happen. This composition didn't need to happen. Well, what is this attack over? Because Harrison decided that he wouldn't rubber stamp an undying kind of invasion of the Middle East. Because Alex Jones refused to defend an attack and even a campaign that hasn't even been congressionally approved. Okay. And why? Because he did those things. The same person that is reporting the truth right now, right here in the other studio, is the same person that fought for President Trump in 2016. You guys didn't change. It looks like President Trump is the one that changed.
Yeah. No, in a lot of ways, it's a weird throwback to early 2000s where once again, InfoWars is standing up against a pointless war of choice in the Middle East. And all the Republicans are calling us traitors and whatever else, even though we're right and they'll all come around. It might take 20 years, but they, you know, it worked the first time. It'll work the second time. Because yeah, we're right. And of course we're right. And so, Donald Trump must have gotten some, negative polls or something. Somebody must have shown him the actual approval rating, that he deserves. And so he's looking around for somebody to blame. I mean, how many times in the last couple of weeks have you heard on this show or on Alex Jones or any of the people involved, the Mad King Lear theory, the Mad King cycle that, you know, people in power get into? This is what it looks like is, oh, everybody dislikes me. It must be because these people are telling them to dislike me. If I can destroy these people, then they'll stop, you know. Would you have included Charlie Kirk in this if he were alive? Dang, that is a good question. That's on his Truth Social. Yeah, what are the Truth Social responses to this? Because Truth Social, the only people there are Trump sycophants. It is a total echo chamber. It's Q stuff, huh? Can we pull it up? I want to see what people are saying about this on Truth Social. I mean, again, it's just sad. It's just pathetic. And it's kind of funny because wasn't it Monday of this week where I was talking about the only thing these people can say is you're stupid? It's literally the only argument I hear online. Does Trump deserve a spot on Mount Rushmore? Oh, wow. Is this what Truth Social is like? Is this why nobody goes there? What the heck? It's all like old memes from like 2015. Q posting. Okay. That's right, folks. You're with Trump. You're a QAnon supporter now. Wow. This is terrible. Is this real? This is worse than Facebook. My God.
It's a psyop in its own regard. Look at the thing that's happening right now. Is kind of a sea change for, I think, maybe predictive mechanism for what's going to happen later this year, you know, with midterms. It's also, in 2028, if people thought that there's just going to be a peaceful transition between the next, like, MAGA era and this, it just shows you that MAGA's just been completely reinvented. It's gone. You know, the same revolution that brought the voices of Alex Jones to the forefront, question 9/11 all the way up to questioning the Iran war, those voices have prevailed.
Yeah.
They prevailed. This is a shock. Really. It's a disappointment. I mean, look, his wife was giving a press conference today.
Yeah. Okay?
And President Trump didn't come out for that press conference, but he did compose this.
This diatribe, this novel he wrote. I mean, yeah. And it's, you know, it's nothing new. It's nothing unique. It's literally the same talking points that we've heard 10,000 times before. I hope Alex is coming on. I was about to say.
I'm going to go shoot a report, but I'm just wondering if Trump's been held hostage or something. Listen, I'm not mad about this. He's mad that he's wrong. And he's mad he got set up by Israel. And he once a man, twice a child. This is dementia. And so, you know, it doesn't matter. We're going to keep intervening. He knows he was wrong about Iran. He's throwing a fit. And it's okay. We're going to continue to be adults and just respond to this.
Yeah. Yeah,
he needs some zeolites.
Yes, he does. That's a high IQ response right there.
Somebody get Donald Trump some methylene blue immediately. He clearly is misfiring. Some of his neurons are misfiring, and he needs methylene blue to correct it immediately. Yeah, this again. I feel the same way Alex does. It's not even angry. It's just like this is just pathetic, man. This is just sad. And again, he's listening to Mark Levin and Laura Loomer. So you know.
People they can't even maintain their own sponsors, let alone their thoughts.
It's a shame that Melania was so eloquent. And
Melania,
Melania had, she was eloquent. She represented a strong, vindictive woman who was very comfortable in her shell. She was still polite and eloquent in her delivery, her words, the choice, everything. And it's just so incongruent to her.
Yeah.
And I'm perplexed.
Yeah.
She's not going down with the ship. She took a stand today. That's what that was. She didn't come out with her husband. She didn't come out with any other White House officials. She took a stand today with the Alex Joneses of the world, with the Candace Owens.
Right.
With the Marjorie Taylor Greens.
Wow. That's interesting. Yeah. And for people who don't know, we'll show the clip in the first 5 minutes of the next hour, but Melania today, just a few hours ago, came out and gave a press conference where she was basically calling for the Jeffrey Epstein case to be opened up and to, you know, investigate the people involved, which of course I guess would have him calling her a panican and, you know, calling her all these other names he calls everybody else. That is a very interesting observation. What do you think that means?
Yeah, well, she's asking for accountability.
Yeah.
And it's very strange. It's so incongruent. I'm just trying to assess all of it right now. I'm just really shocked.
Well, you know, I think that for Melania, when she became a mother, it was the greatest moment of her life. And she loves her son. I mean, Baron is pride and joy. I think every decision she makes and every action she takes is in defense of Baron and their legacy. She's protected Baron from the media. She's protected Baron at times, even from President Trump's vitriol. You know, there are times he's probably not allowed to read Truth Social, okay, with some of the things that the president has said and done. But I think that's what drove her action today, to give that press conference. she's thinking about the barons of the world who've been abused by the Jeffrey Epsteins, by others who went to the island, like cabinet members of President Trump. She's thinking about the future while her husband, I mean, she tries to advise him at times. He says he makes jokes about it. Like, oh, Melania told me I shouldn't talk like this. Melania says we should do this. Well, maybe you should listen to your wife a little bit because Melania is probably telling him the Jeffrey Epstein scandal is not going away. The polls you're being shown are not real. And lastly, you're not going to have a legacy of being the greatest president to ever live. Actually, you may not even make it through your second presidency because you might be actually impeached. What actually bring the Democrats and Republicans together won't be, war and these other things. It may be that they agree that you are too dangerous to be in control of the nuclear weapons.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I mean, this just reeks of the advisors that we know are around him. I can just see how it goes. He gets his poll numbers. It's disappointing to him. He's like, what's going on here? And he's got Laura Loomer and Mark Levin sitting there going, it's these anti-Semites like Tucker Carlson. They're the ones that are making you lose. You have to come out against them. It's literally the opposite of what you should be doing. And once again, it just goes to show you, you're kind of a fool to help Trump. Like really, he loves the people that have done damage to him. He embraces and listens to the people who have done everything they can to destroy him, and the people who, like us, have actually been destroyed because we supported Donald Trump. He looks at us like total suckers, total idiots. And it's just, maybe we are, because we're sitting here the whole time going, hey, we got Trump elected. We get that he doesn't want to like come on our shows or whatever, because you know how the media would have a field day.
You're not on the TVs.
We're not on the TV. Yeah, we're not on the television. So, why would he care about us? But it's this idea like, well, but doesn't he care about free speech? Doesn't he actually want his supporters to be able to talk about him? And shouldn't he care about his supporters that are being targeted because of their support for him? And he obviously doesn't care. He obviously thinks that we deserve it. And he's glad that Alex Jones and Alex Jones's kids have had their inheritance stolen from them by a bunch of bad actor radical leftists who are doing it all because they hate Trump in the first place. So it really just goes to show you what a turncoat, untrustworthy person Donald Trump is. He can't be friends with this guy. Can't try to help him. You only end up getting stabbed in the back. It really is pathetic.
Well, the Alex Joneses and the Harrison Smiths of this world will inherit the future. President Trump, if this is going to be his legacy, and this is what we'll remember him for, he won't have any supporters left to cheer on what was done during his presidencies.
No, yeah, this is just pathetic and very upsetting. And I'm sorry it took over y'all's interviews. We're so much interesting stuff. Obviously, you did an hour with Alex Jones, and you're coming back tomorrow, right? So still plenty ahead with Jesse Beltran and Edward Zoll. Follow Jesse at Mind Nexus Live on X, mindnexuslive.com, and, of course, Died Suddenly on X, where you can find Mr. Zoll. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Pleasure.
We'll see y'all soon, and we'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere.
I'm very pleased to announce two new great products at theallexjonesstore.com that will 100% work and deliver you energy, clarity, and also, when you want to relax, great calm, rest, and sleep. Now, a lot of our products are very complex, game-changing, cutting-edge, you name it. But there's a lot of things that are very simple and proven that are still the best. Now, we have several other great energy formulas at theallexjonesstore.com, and they're more complex. But Ultimate Energy is very, very simple. And this is one of the most popular, long-running energy combinations on the market at Whole Foods and everywhere else because it really works. It's Ultimate Energy, thealexjonesstore.com. Very strong dose of wide-spectrum, organic, time-released caffeine with a big dose of high-quality L-theanine that gives you focus and clarity but relaxes you. So with the caffeine, it's very, very smooth without the letdown, lasts up to 10 hours. That's Ultimate Energy. But when you're ready to relax, Ultimate Chill, a strong dose of high-quality ashwagandha root, known for thousands of years, give people rest, clarity, focus. Doesn't make you tired, just makes you relax, kind of a zen focus. And then on top of that, a big dose of L-theanine that also gives you calm, clear focus. Great rest, great relaxation, great dreams. That's so good for your immune system, your entire body. So some days when I've been working from 5 a.m. to, say, 10 p.m., and I've been, jacked up on our great supplements and you name it, I will go to this formula, Ultimate Chill. That's why I actually came to Bigley and said, hey, I'm already using a brand from Whole Foods. This is what's in it. Make it a little bit stronger. So this is a formula I've been using for years to relax. I'm having trouble being able to kind of ease into non-work mode, and this is how I do it. Simple, proven ingredients that work in a high-quality fusion. Now available at thealexjonesstore.com.
My name has never appeared in court documents, depositions, victim statements, or FBI in interviews surrounding the Epstein matter. I have never had any knowledge of Epstein abuse of his victims. I was never involved in any capacity. I was not a participant, was never on Epstein's plane, and never visited his private island. I have never been legally accused or convinced of a crime in connection with Epstein sex trafficking, abuse of minors, and other repulsive behavior. The false smears about me from mean-spirited and politically motivated individuals and entities looking to cause damage to my good name, to gain financially and climb politically, must stop. My attorneys and I have fought these unfound and baseless lies with success and will continue to maintain my sound reputation without hesitation. To date, several individuals and companies have been legally obligated to publicly apologize and retract their lies about me, such as Daily Beast, James Carville, and HarperCollins, UK. Now is the time for Congress to act. Epstein was not alone. Several prominent male executives resigned from their powerful positions after this matter became widely politicized. Of course, this doesn't amount to guilt, but we still must work openly and transparently to uncover the truth. I call on Congress to provide the women who have been victimized by Epstein with a public hearing specifically centered around the survivors. Give these victims their opportunity to testify under oath in front of Congress with the power of sworn testimony. Each and every woman should have her day to tell her story in public if she wishes, and then her testimony should be permanently entered into the congressional record. Then, and only then, we will have the truth. Thank you.
That was First Lady Melania Trump a couple hours ago. Here's a story at InfoWars. Watch. First Lady Melania Trump formally addresses rumors of relationship with Epstein. But I wouldn't even say that's what she was doing. I mean, she did address that and basically just said they're smearing us and we have nothing to do with this. But more importantly, I think, is the fact that she called for the investigation. That didn't read to me like a defense of accusations. That was her laying the groundwork going, first of all, they're lying. If they say I had anything to do with this, I want this dude found. I want his associates arrested. Now, interestingly, I mean, this whole Epstein saga with Donald Trump has been about as inexplicable as the Iran war is, meaning that it's Israel, meaning that it's all mysterious and confusing because it's Israel and the media won't tell us the truth about it. But it's really interesting because as she is giving this presentation, Donald Trump's apparently composing a page-long Truth Social post specifically about the very people that uncovered Jeffrey Epstein in the first place, like Alex Jones, who was reporting on Jeffrey Epstein decades ago before anybody else knew who he was and before he'd been arrested for the second and final time. So I guess Melania's on our side. I guess Melania's not MAGA either. I guess you got Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, Alex Jones, Megyn Kelly, and Melania Trump, and all of the actual American conservatives who don't want to see our country torn apart for the sake of a foreign genocidal ethno-state called Israel. So it's just sad. It's just pathetic. The saddest, most pathetic thing about all of it is he could just do the right thing and wouldn't be an issue. And he'd probably go down as the greatest president of our lifetime. He's chosen a different route.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plant. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive. The two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly, with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them. I developed them. High-quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
Alex Jones lights the fuse, and Harrison Smith keeps it roaring. This is the War Room.
Oh, man. The Rogues Gallery, the Peanut Gallery are sounding off.
Oh, no. Oh, no, you guys. We've lost the Misfit Patriot. What do we do? What are we going to do without the Misfit Patriot? Oh, no. So, yeah, we got some responses from this Donald Trump attack. Just crazy. Should we go through it piece by piece? Maybe we should go through this. But Laura Loomer responds, President Trump just slammed the woke Reich, including Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens, and real Alex Jones. Trump called them nut jobs and troublemakers. Oh, no. Oh, no, not nut jobs and troublemakers. Oh, boy. What are we going to do? He said Tucker should see a good psychiatrist. Yeah, I bet he did. Finally, it's been a long time coming. Yeah, finally, your incessant pestering has paid off, Laura. Well done. You've annoyed Donald Trump into doing your bidding and setting himself on fire. Congratulations. Again, you know, it's like you're going to see a bunch of, I guess for lack of a better term, people like Laura Loomer and Mark Levin, you know, sounding off on this in case, as if this is a big devastating attack. It's just not. That's probably the most pathetic thing about this is like, Alex Jones didn't even get angry at this. I'm just saying. This man named Alex Jones, he's sort of known for, just put it mildly, just a little bit of a temper. He's got a little bit of a temper sometimes. I think you'll all know that. We appreciate it. It's what makes him him. But, it's not even like, we're not even getting angry. It's just like, okay, I'm sorry this happened to you. Like, this is weird. Alex Jones was Trump's biggest supporter. This is from Cernovich. Alex Jones was Trump's biggest supporter by far back when InfoWars was bigger than all of cable and network news combined. This was in 2015 before the censorship crackdown, which Trump did not fight. Trump let everyone get banned and didn't do anything to fight back. Let me lay it down for you again in case you missed it in the last segment or the hundreds of times we've talked about this in the past. Alex Jones became a target 1 week after Donald Trump got elected, specifically and explicitly because he got Donald Trump elected. And I don't, if the crew can find, it's either in the system somewhere, or you can go on my X, search disinformation expert, because we've played the clips before. I'd like to play them again. The so-called disinformation expert, the person who dedicates her entire life, works a full-time job just studying InfoWars, just studying Alex Jones, and under oath and in the trial on the record, she lays out how it was Alex Jones that got Donald Trump elected. And she's giving this testimony during the Sandy Hook trial because that's what it was about. Because time and time again during the Sandy Hook trial, we heard Alex Jones must be taken off the air. Alex Jones must be silenced so that we can cut his political movement off at the knees so that we can stop him from ever ushering another Donald Trump into the limelight like he did in 2015, 2016. So it's not just that, you know, he didn't stand up for us during the free speech, since, you know, destruction, the censorship that occurred. It happened because we supported him. And he still did nothing to help us. And he still, it's his administration that is stopping or not moving forward with the lawsuits that we have about our rights being flagrantly broken right in front of everybody. So even if we were against Trump as the president of the United States and as somebody who ostensibly believes in free speech, then he should have stood up for us even more so because he literally owes our presidency. He owes his presidency to us. That's what you get for being Donald Trump's friend. That's what you get for giving him something without demanding something in return. That's what you get. The support that Alex Jones gave Donald Trump is worth far more than any amount of money given to him by Miriam Adelson. And if you're running for president in 2016, $200 million worth of ad buys isn't going to do very much. Ask Hillary Clinton. No, the real power in 2016, the real power that got Donald Trump into office was the actual grassroots support from us. But we just gave it to him because we like him, because we wanted to support him, and because he was saying what we had been saying. We didn't form our ideology around Donald Trump. That's what most other people in the media sphere these days, that's where they came from. Even Tucker Carlson, right? Even Tucker Carlson was a neocon, then he became a Trump supporter, and now he's sort of moved on to the more InfoWars side of things. But we were always there. They moved to us. Donald Trump reflected our talking points, not the other way around. Fox News executives begging Mark Levin and Sean Hannity to write this post as they breathe their last dying breath request for Trump to save their failing organization that promoted the death jabs while covering for the plandemic, illegal 2020 election heist, and J6 Fed insurrection. Again, the thing is that we don't even need to say anything. Just wait till November. You can disbelieve us. You can think we're crazy. You can tell us to go to a psychiatrist. I mean, that's fine. How's that going to work out for you? Which, you know, this is really the sad part, is that it's America that's suffering from all this. It's America that's going down because of Trump's just incapacity for human behavior. Yeah, let's go to some of these. So, and oh man, there's just so many angles to take with this. Well, let's keep hearing from the Peanut Gallery for a second. Mark Levin: I'd encourage normal people, wonderful podcasters and others who are decent and patriotic and civic-minded, to stop going on these woke, right, neo-fascist shows and participating in these absurd debates. Stop lending your credibility. Stop. Please stop. Just, would you please stop? He's just begging people to stop. Just stop listening to them and stop looking at them. Just listen to me. Just keep listening to me. It's like, oh, why? Because anybody who listens to anybody other than you realize what a toad you are, what a discredited scumbag you truly are. Stop lending your credibility to their shows and platforms. We have the credibility, you do not. They rely on you to give. And remember, this comes a day after, by the way, there were rumors all over X. It's been not confirmed so far. But when you look between the lines, when you look at the rumors going around about, oh, they're going to start investigating foreign involvement, foreign, you know, funding for podcasters and things. Apparently, there's not actually an investigation into that. There can't be, because all of these people are paid by Israel, so it's just a stupid thing for them to try to do. Not that it really matters. Like, it's just, this is the construct of our law now is, you know, foreign involvement is really bad unless it's Israel, right? Russia bought some Facebook ads in 2016, and we haven't stopped hearing about it ever since. But take a look at AIPAC in Israel. I mean, this is, you know, established at this point. So, you know, it's like, I guess this is just our lot. It's just our lot in life is we just get nothing. We get these people elected and they immediately turn around and sell us down the river and embrace the people who were fighting against them and trying to stop them. It really is pathetic what they've done to Donald Trump. Very sad. He's got 5 million followers and he gets 12,000 views and less than 400 likes on this post. They're beyond unpopular. Like, it's not even like, again, you just really have to think about it. They have literally Mark Levin, as the president of the United States, issuing out directives to go watch his show. We are still more popular than him. We have had literally hundreds of millions of dollars stolen from us, hundreds of millions of dollars poured into our destruction. Even the videos we're about to show with this disinformation expert, she talks about the fact that there is an entire industry whose daily bread comes from studying InfoWars like a general studies the enemy's army's movements. They study us in order to destroy us. They are constantly working behind the scenes to try to disrupt and destroy us. And yet we're still succeeding wildly, wildly. Like we talk about with the ADL, where they go up and they brag about having 40 engineers and A-B testing slogans so they can best manipulate the American people. And it's like they go on and on about the resources they have and the experts and the, and it's like, you're still losing. You're still losing. We don't have any of that stuff. You know what? I have me. I sit here and I just say things that I think I'm still more popular. We are still more effective than these people with entire industries behind them because their industry is built on lies, manufactured consent, and propped up fake forced audiences. They don't actually exist. So, you know, it's just, you're just shooting yourself in the foot and revealing your true character for everybody to see. For everybody to see. And he says, you know, I know why Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens, and Alex Jones have been fighting me for years. Now, again, Alex Jones has been very deeply dedicated to resisting the drive to criticize Trump and has been criticized and attacked for it endlessly. Again, doesn't appreciate it. What was that? What the hell was that? Pull that up. Who is this? Syrian girl wrote, Pakistan defense minister is furious over Israel's destruction of ceasefire. So this is the Pakistan defense minister says Israel is evil and a curse for humanity. While peace talks are underway in Islamabad, genocide is being committed in Lebanon. Innocent civilians are being killed by Israel. First Gaza, then Iran, now Lebanon. Bloodletting continues unabated. I hope and pray for people who created this cancerous state on Palestinian land to get rid of the European Jews burn in hell. I pray people who created the cancerous state of Palestine burn in hell. Israel is evil and a curse for humanity. He has his hand on the Pakistan nuclear button. I think he should press it. I think you should nuke Israel, Pakistan. Here's my idea. Nuke Israel, okay? Don't tell anybody I said so, but it would be just. It would be just and right and good. Pakistan defense minister calls for Israel's annihilation. Everybody's saying it. Everybody's saying it these days. You know, I was just a little ahead of the curve. Everybody gets it now from the prime minister's office.
I can't believe he's accusing us of committing a genocide against Amalek.
Yeah, all right. So he says, Alex Jones has been fighting me for years. Okay. He says it's because they have one thing in common, low IQs. They're stupid people. I mean, did I not go on a rant about this like 3 days ago? It's like comical. Now you could come up with other reasons. Are all persona non grata? I effing told you. Told us what? That Donald Trump's an idiot? Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones, Megyn Kelly, Joe Kent, Hodge Twins, Candace Owens, Sean Ryan, all people I used to think were truth seekers. I was fooled, which I guess is hard because I always take people at face value and now I can say they're just playing the part, following the clicks. The quartering is a fat idiot who tried to debate Rex Jones and his only defense was, I'm an idiot. I'm not even kidding. He literally was like, nobody should take me seriously. I don't understand politics. If I say something serious about politics, you should not take me seriously. That was literally his argument. Robert Barnes, you can disagree with them without classifying them as frauds. Strange critique coming from someone infamously infamous for click chasing. I encourage everybody to go on YouTube and search the words Keno Casino. Do me a favor. Pull up a YouTube tab. Type K-I-N-O space C-A-S-I-N-O. Jeremy, the quartering, is currently talking about suing those gentlemen, PPP and Andy Worski, for telling the truth about him relentlessly. He's an embarrassing mess who is panicking because nobody cares what he has to say because, as he admits himself, he doesn't know the first thing about politics and shouldn't be taken seriously as a pundit. So, I mean, that's his defense for why he's wrong about everything. It's very, very pathetic. Like, this is the thing. We're supposed to feel what? Like, intimidated by this? We're supposed to feel upset about this? What are we talking about here? History of degeneracy exposed. We should reach out to the Keno Casino guy. Let's see if the casino guys want to come on. Andy Worski, PPP, extremely talented broadcasters. I think they should come on and give us the lowdown of who quartering really is. Like, that everybody mentioned here, I don't know about Megyn Kelly exactly. You know, Megyn Kelly sort of screwed us over on the Sandy Hook thing too. So she, you know, we got our own issues with her. But Tucker Carlson fired off Fox News for telling the truth, right? Fired off Fox News for continuing to talk about things that Fox News didn't want him to, the truth. He is now far and away the most popular broadcaster probably in the world right now. 10 times as big as he ever was during his time on Fox. Real Candace Owens, at Real Candace O on X. Similar, right? She worked for the Daily Wire, but she talked about Israel in a way that wasn't lying to her audience. So she was fired for that. So what's actually happened here is that the powers that be are watching their universal societal network control no longer be effective, and they're looking for other methods of destruction. Do you see what I mean? It used to be that firing somebody off of Fox News, that was it. You didn't have to worry about him anymore. So that's what they did. What happens? He gets bigger than ever before, becomes totally uncontrolled, and can just systematically destroy the fake narrative from a cabin in the woods. So now they're like, what do we do now? We fired him off Fox News. That should have been it. That should have been the end. In the old days, it would have been. That doesn't work anymore. So now they have to try to discredit him. But everything he says is accurate and true and respectable and intelligent. Which again, is the silly thing about this argument is to treat any of these people like they're stupid. Candace Owens has trouble pronouncing things sometimes. That's can't be avoided. But you know, it's like, I was gonna actually put out this tweet yesterday, but you know, basically, "You're stupid" is Hebrew for "I've lost the argument." I figured out the translation. When someone calls you stupid or a moron or an idiot or a retard without any further discussion, evidence, anything, especially when you're just saying like the sky is blue, like you're saying something just utterly and completely obvious, and then they're just like, "I didn't realize how stupid you were." And you're like, "All right, man, sure." It's when they have nothing. They have no argument. And they want to use, it's not even about trying to make you stupid. It's about trying to make other people who disagree with you feel like they're smart for disagreeing with you. But it doesn't work because all of these people are incredibly intelligent. So that must not be it. It must be something else. Are they foreign agents, Trump? Is that what it is? So, I mean, you can see what's happening right now. They're losing the argument. Donald Trump is losing popularity. and losing the grip on the political movement that he needs to stay out of prison for the rest of his life. So they're panicking, which is, again, just very silly, because they can just, you know, it's like if you ever watch a sitcom and the whole plot will revolve around some misunderstanding, and the whole thing, it's like, it's not even enjoyable to watch because it's just frustrating. Because it's like, man, if these two people just said what was going on to each other, like, this wouldn't even be an issue. Do you know what I'm talking about? These plots where it's just like, man, if they just would, you know, speak openly to each other, this wouldn't be an issue. But instead we got to, you know, run around. So, like, in this case, Donald Trump is just lashing out at the people who are right. And you don't have to believe us. You can call us names and smear us at the end of the day. You're going to be in jail because the left is going to throw you in jail, and then nobody's going to defend you. So again, it's not even like, you know, bitter or whatever, man. It's just like, this is just who Trump is, I guess. Who Trump is. Rex Jones, badges of honor all around. The emperor has shamed us for saying that he clearly wears no clothes. The tailor Netanyahu has turned him against us, the American people. Yeah. Nobody cares about them, which is why he had to write a screed about us. They're low IQ, which is why people are listening to us and not you, because we're right about everything. So again, I can't even be like mad at this. It's just pathetic and sad. And Drew Hernandez, is Trump even writing these anymore? Trump has completely disavowed the very independent media that got him elected. And then, you know, went bankrupt for the sake of getting him elected, never got any help, never, you know, even now we literally have had our civil rights destroyed. Trump's not doing anything about it. There are reports that Iran is charging fees to tankers going through the Hormuz Straits. They better not be. And if they are, they better stop now. Oh, stop right now. Impotent President Trump. We give Trump to Iran. Would they like him? They can pretend he's president. I don't know. Can we put the old man in a home already? This is kind of it, right? This is kind of like the last straw. Like, it's so clearly, he's so clearly lost and co-opted and controlled by these Jewish influences around him. It's very sad. It's very sad and pathetic. Kiss of death, says Misfit Patriot. Yeah. To America. No, it's a kiss of death to America. They are deliberately tanking the Republican Party so that a bunch of leftists can be swooped in. This might help us. This might be great news, actually. Hey, when the leftist militias go around rounding up all the Trump supporters, just remember that ain't us, okay? We didn't want to be a part of this Iran war. We didn't want to deport a bunch of college students for opposing Israel. That was these people. Go get Misfit Patriot and Mark Levin and Laura Loomer. Have fun. I don't know what else to say. Yeah. I'm going to have to take your calls on this. I'm going to have to open up your calls so you can sound off on what you people think. Are you turning against us? Now that you know that glorious leader Donald Trump doesn't like us anymore, I bet you're not going to listen to us anymore, huh? You are only listening to us because we've been supporting Trump for so long, right? And now you're not going to listen to us anymore? Is that how this is going to work? Poor Trump.
We have two new products at theallshowstore.com that are guaranteed to work and deliver healthy results. One is Ultimate Energy. It's very simple. High-quality fusion of organic caffeine that is time-released, then with a very strong dose of high-quality L-theanine that relaxes you and gives you clarity and focus. A lot of people take it for tests. They also take caffeine. You take the two together, it gives you smooth, continual release energy for up to 10 hours. A fabulous product, Ultimate Energy. And then, when it's nighttime and it's time to chill, Ultimate Chill, a big dose of L-theanine and a big dose of ashwagandha root that gives you rest, relaxation, and better, deeper sleep. That's also great for your immune system and your whole body. Good, clean energy and good, clean sleep. These two products together are amazing, and they're now available at TheAlexJonesStore.com. While you're there, get the Ultramethylene Blue, get our incredible iodine, T3, bovine colostrum, and so much more at TheAlexJonesStore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide and taking the globalist on head-on. Everything I sell to you works. Obviously, that's the goal, so that you get it, and you like it, and you want to get it again. Everything I sell to you, we put deep research into, and I personally use. Now, I've been promoting zeolites for decades with great sponsors because they really work. I'm going to tell you what they are. Well, Bigley, our sponsor, has a really high-quality, private-label, top-selling brand that we were able to private-label we're bringing to you right now. With the unprecedented toxins in the environment, with the chemtrailing, all the garbage in the food, it is more important than ever to take zeolites on a regular basis. But not all zeolites are created equal. This is really a high-quality zeolite. Please do your own research. And then go to TheAlexJonesStore.com and secure our high-quality zeolite formula. Now let's go over just some of the incredible facts. We're swimming in toxins every single day. Metals from the air, chemicals in the food and water. Your body needs help binding and eliminating this garbage before it builds up and destroys your cells. Inner Zeolite Detox Defense, advanced binding agent. This isn't some gimmick. Zeolite is a naturally occurring volcanic mineral with a unique cage-like crystalline structure that acts like a molecular trap. Through ion exchange and absorption, it selectively grabs positively charged toxins, heavy metals, ammonia, and other unwanted compounds while letting beneficial minerals stay put. Then it escorts them straight out of your system through your gut. Paired with folic acid, it also supports healthy mineral transport and cleaner internal environment. Users report feeling lighter, more balanced, and clear-headed with consistent daily use. Just one dose a day gives you 60 full servings of detox support. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't steer you wrong. You know that. If you love our methylene blue, if you love our bovine colostrum, if you love the other incredible products like our T3 iodine, you are going to love this zeolite detox formula. Secure yours now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And if you haven't checked out the other supplements like our methylene red that's proprietary to us, our ultramethylene blue that is on record the strongest and the best, then check it out today. And while you're there, check out the widest selection of Patriot apparel, baseball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, you name it, to spread the word of freedom in America and worldwide. Bottom line, thanks for keeping us on the air over the years. We're facing some of the biggest challenges ever to stay on the air. But thanks to you standing with us as our partners, the InfoWar, we are stronger than ever. So thank you so much for your support. Now please visit TheAlexJonesStore.com today. And if you want to get massive discounts on all the supplements, sign up as a subscriber, lock in your orders in the future. You can cancel any time. So all you're really locking in is the massive discounts. Same thing with VIPs. Cancel any time, $30 a month, get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're buying anything at TheAlexJonesStore.com, you should be a VIP. Thank you so much for your support. Now secure your zeolite formula now at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, welcome back, folks. 2016 Never Trumpers to 2026 MAGA. Bunch of ugly freaks. The entire reason Alex Jones was targeted with the lawsuit was because he supported Donald Trump and was crucial to him getting elected in 2026. We got raked over the coals for our support, and this is how he repays us. Just retweeting some proof that it was literally because we got Donald Trump elected that they went after us. Now he basically says we deserve it. We deserved it all along. Interesting. He lost his entire fortune, as he should have, for his horrendous attacks on the family of the Sandy Hook shooting victims. Yeah, maybe. So, just putting this out. Let's go to some of these, let's go to some of these videos that just prove exactly what I'm saying. Just cause again, I'm not, I don't know. I have trouble being bitter about this. I think I have a pretty high tolerance for being, betrayed. It's happened to me a lot. I don't know why. People just do this sort of stuff, you know? It's just like you just do everything for them. Like I said, I mean, my life has been made tangibly worse by the bankruptcy lawsuits. It's been a gigantic source of stress and frustration. The crap we've had to go through because of the bankruptcy. Or just the anxiety of not knowing, you know, if I'm going to have a job the next day or whatever. And again, people mock that too. Oh, well, you're shutting down again. It's like, yeah, it sucks, actually. It actually sucks having your entire existence, the whim of some federal bankruptcy court that seems deliberately designed to destroy you. Yeah, it sucks. But it's like, I guess we should have known. I guess we're stupid. Guess we're idiots, you know? For thinking that Donald Trump. And again, it's just, again, it's like, I just don't get it because just like with all the other stuff that we talk about, like Lindsey Graham or any of these people, it's like, I understand that you know, whatever, you think it's fine if the Democrats take power again because, you know, you'll just try to weather the storm of MAGA to get back to the neocon construct that used to exist. Like, you're going to be arrested by the left, who is openly talking about the fact that they don't need a crime. Your beliefs are a crime enough. Your support of Trump is evidence of your guilt. So that's why I'm like, even if you don't like us, like, don't you understand that the way you're going is going to lead to your ultimate destruction? What do we not get about this? Like the same thing with Trump. It's like, you're just destroying America completely. That's just what your goal is at this point, I suppose. You're doing everything you possibly can to hand victory over to the Democrats. And then you can just look forward and you just know that they're going to blame us. You just know it. We're not the ones that started the war with Iran. We're not the ones that tried to cover up the Epstein files. We're not the ones that got cold feet on mass deportations. We're not the ones that failed to pass the SAVE Act. We're not the ones who did any of this. This is all you. So, you know, have fun with Loomer and Levin. I'm sure they're great at dinner parties. And the thing is, like with all of this stuff, it's all clear, like projection. I don't, it's the only way I can interpret this. He says, they've all been fighting me for years, especially by the fact that they think it's wonderful for Iran, the number one state sponsor of terror, to have a nuclear weapon. Especially, so if you're not with us, you're against us. So if you don't want to invade Afghanistan and Iraq, it's because you're on the side of the hijackers, right? On 9/11. We've been through this before. This isn't convincing anybody. Especially by the fact they think it's wonderful for Iran, the number one state sponsor of terror, to have a nuclear weapon. I'll tell you what. If my goal was to have Iran have a nuclear weapon, I'd say keep it up, buddy. I'd say keep it up. I think everything you've done so far has contributed to Iran potentially having a nuclear weapon. Did you succeed in getting their uranium? No, you didn't. Oh, darn. Did you start a war over it, but you failed? You did. Oh. How'd that bombing at Fordow or Natanz go? Operation Midnight Hammer, your big crowned jewel achievement. How'd that work out for you? Didn't work, huh? Didn't work out. Darn it. What about the JCPOA? That seemed like a pretty good method of restricting Iran's nuclear capabilities. You tore that up, did you? Okay. Like, this is the thing. You don't have to take it from me. You don't have to take it from me. You can think about it yourself for 10 seconds and come up with the right answer. Is the war in Iran moving Iran away from having a nuclear weapon? Is it making them poorer? So far, the upshot the ultimate outcome of the war in Iran that we can be pretty sure of is that they are never going to get rid of their nuclear program. And now they're going to be able to make something like $500 billion a year, or at least $100 billion every single year, charging fares for ships transiting the Strait of Hormuz. How much you want to bet Trump would kill us if he could? What do you think the likelihood is that if he could, Trump would just drop a bomb on us? The far right, right wingers that got him elected in the first place. He's a piece of shit. I mean, there's really nothing more. It's like, the more I think about it, the more it's just like, damn, we really did get fooled. We really did get conned. He really is what our enemy said he was. So, just sad. Just sad what has become of him. They don't even go on television. They got thrown off of television. You got us. Yep, we got thrown off of television. That's awesome. They're nut jobs, troublemakers, and will say anything necessary for some free, cheap publicity. Now they think they can get some clicks because they have third-rate podcasts, but nobody's talking about them, and their views are the opposite of MAGA. Or I wouldn't have won the election in a landslide. Well, tell you what. Now you don't have us. And I'm telling people literally to vote against you at this point. You think you're going to get a landslide again? And again, the funny part is the only reason he got a landslide in 2024 is literally because he finally, for the first time ever, actually embraced what InfoWars has always been about by bringing on RFK Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard. That's what brought a bunch of left, you know, people on the left over to Trump. And that's the exact coalition that he has squandered here. So again, I really wish I could convey to people how it feels to be the target of this stuff, because it's just kind of weird. Like, that's all it is. It's just kind of weird. And I think people expect this to be like a punch in the face. It's not. It's really not. Because it's not us. I mean, he's not talking about us. He's using our names, but I don't know who he's talking about. Doing things for clicks. I mean, I'll tell you, ever since I released the Eighth Front War, my follower account has been ticking up pretty steadily. I've been losing like 100 followers a day because of this. Do you think I care? Do you think I care? Here's the difference between me, Alex Jones, and anybody else that is approved of by the establishment, let's just say. I would rather tell the truth to 10 people than lie to 1,000. That's what separates us. We would rather, I mean, if Alex Jones lost everything, including the studio and the crew tomorrow, you don't think he'd be out on the street corner with a bullhorn the next day doing exactly what he's been doing for 30 years? We're the real deal. We actually believe what we say, and we have nobody controlling us. Donald Trump can't say that. Donald Trump has been repeatedly humiliated over the last, well, I mean, this entire administration has been a constant humiliation for Trump. Constant. And it seems like over the last month or so, those humiliations have stacked up. And yet the people around him are blaming us, who have only given him good advice, only told him the correct way to do things. But again, yeah, so like to explain how it feels is kind of like, I don't know how to put it. I don't know how to put it without like sounding conceited, I guess. It's just like somebody, I don't know. It's hard to explain, but it's literally like if I'm like, oh, the sky is the color blue, And so I'm like, this idiot thinks the sky is blue. Like, if somebody said that to you, would you be like, what? I'm not an idiot. No, it is blue. No, trust me. No, you'd just be like, okay. I mean, it is blue. Like, it's, you know, it's not like insult. It's not like, I'm being insulted. It's just like, what are we doing here? We're telling you the truth. It's very simple. It's not complicated. We're not trying to like convince you of something. So we're like emotionally invested and like, I got to convince him of this thing. It's just like, here's the truth. There it is. And if you want to call us idiots for just saying the truth, I don't think it has the effect you think it has. Okay. Like calling somebody stupid. Like, I don't know. See, the problem is I'm not stupid. So it's like maybe a stupid person like actually is like self-conscious about that. What did she, okay. Yeah, totally. Yeah. We're all flipping out over here, right? It's just like, damn, this dude sucks so bad. That really sucks, man. Or another, it'd be like, you know, it'd be like, I don't know. So something horrible happens to you. I don't even need to come up with a metaphor. It's literally what happened here. But, you know, just like imagine your friend, you know, learns that your house burned down. Like, oh, I'm so sorry. And then later you just like hear him on the phone just being like, yeah, did you hear that idiot got his stupid house burned down? He deserves it, to be honest with you. That scumbag. I'm glad his house burned down. I would have burned it down myself if I could have. It's like, whoa, that's crazy. I mean, you don't have to like me. You should still recognize that, like, what's happened to us is bad and we don't deserve it, especially since we've suffered all of it because of you. Because of you, literally. Let's go to the videos just so people can understand what I'm saying. Just so people can hear what I'm saying. This is the, so I published this first in November of 2024. You know, when one of the first rounds of our imminent shutdown was dominating headlines. And it's been since November 2024 that it's been a constant, like, you know, you might have insurance next month, you might not. Just a really crappy way to have to live your life when you're trying to raise a family. And again, it's just like, we have all personally suffered because of our support for Donald Trump. And this is how he repays us. So let's go to the video from November 2024. Here's me explaining that we were literally targeted for this bankruptcy lawsuit 10 years after Sandy Hook, but 1 week after Donald Trump got elected. Let's watch.
Go to Google, search Alex Jones, Sandy Hook, go to the news tab, go to custom date from January 1st, 2013. So that would have been 2 weeks after Sandy Hook occurred, to January 1st, 2016. And I searched Alex Jones, Sandy Hook. And what you'll find, there's just nothing. There's not a single headline or a single story about Alex Jones being related to Sandy Hook. Not a single one. But the interesting thing is, change the parameters from January 1st, 2016 to January 1st, 2020. Suddenly there's thousands. And it just goes on and on and on. The first story relating Alex Jones to Sandy Hook was literally 1 week after the election in 2016. Sandy Hook truther Alex Jones says he got a nice thank you call from the president-elect. And then it was 1 day after that, daughter of Sandy Hook victim demands Donald Trump disown Alex Jones. I want to impress upon you what's actually behind this whole thing. They decided that a good attack vector on Donald Trump was to associate Alex Jones with Donald Trump and Alex Jones with Sandy Hook. For years and years, that was never a thing. It's all absurd, but that's just my personal view.
So again, you know, it's, this is what I mean, is that it's actually not a reflection on us. That's the thing, like, you need to understand. It's not, we're not sitting here like, oh my God, what did we do wrong? Because we haven't done anything wrong. This is just added on to the betrayal. And it proves us right. And it proves us absolutely right that all the hope that people had in Donald Trump turns out to be utterly misplaced. And again, you know, they say in every cynic is a disappointed optimist, because you could imagine what it would be like if Donald Trump was the real deal, if he wasn't completely beholden to a bunch of Israeli billionaires who apparently have his nuts in a vice, and they walk him around like a dog. And it's just pathetic and sad. I mean, if he was the real deal and it actually been like hey, you know, I got elected because of the, you know, free speech of these sort of alternative guys that don't have official support, and now they're being targeted. He could have shut that down immediately. Of course, he, like, we presented them with the civil rights lawsuit. Apparently it's still going forward, but just nothing for us. Because we gave to Trump without asking for anything. Right? I mean, I guess we should have withheld. I guess we should have crunched up a bunch of Cheetos and put our face in it to try to turn ourselves orange like Glenn Beck did. That probably would have been a good move. Probably should have compared Donald Trump to Hitler like Ben Shapiro did. Which is one of the ironies is if you go back and look at Ben Shapiro writing about Donald Trump in 2015, 2016, he's using exactly the same words that they're using to talk about Tucker Carlson now. Exactly the same words. So that's the answer, I guess. That's the outcome of this. That's a conclusion I can't help but come to. So, again, let's confirm this. Again, let's go to an expert on this, the disinformation expert who testified in the Sandy Hook trial that InfoWars was saddled with and then got a default judgment. It's just all totally, completely illegal. We've detailed it out a million times. Again, it's like, what are we supposed to do? Feel bad about covering Sandy Hook? It doesn't matter. If it wasn't Sandy Hook, it'd be something else they'd pull out of their butts to sue us over. It was about our support for Trump. I guess we can regret that. What is there to say? What is there to say? Let's go to the disinformation expert. This is a woman whose entire job is to study InfoWars. And here's what she has to say about why they were having this bankruptcy trial in the first place. Let's watch.
It is difficult to overstate Alex Jones's role in spreading anti-government conspiracy theories. In 2011, a Rolling Stone article stated that Jones draws a bigger audience online than Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck combined. In 2016, the Washington Post reported that Jones claimed 5 million daily listeners. His YouTube channel, the Alex Jones Channel, has 56 videos with more than 1 million views each. I was about to read the citation. That's the end of the quote.
In the study, when it says that it's difficult to overstate Alex Jones' role in spreading anti-government conspiracy theories, is that consistent with your research and work in this case?
Yes, it is.
Can you explain why?
Yes. When scholars are looking at different producers of media online, I mean, there's a range of factors that we look at, but I would say that two of the most important ones are analyzing the content itself. So what is this person saying? What ideas are they promoting? And another equally important aspect is what is the size of their audience, or even beyond their core audience, what's the size of their reach? And in terms of combining the types of disinformation that Alex Jones promotes and the size and scale of his audience, I can't think of another person working in media who is comparable to him. He's unparalleled in terms of that combination. 3 degrees of Alex Jones became a running joke. No matter where you started on YouTube, it was said, you were never more than 3 recommendations away from a video by the right-wing conspiracist who popularized the idea that the Sandy Hook school shooting in 2012 had never happened, and the bereaved parents were mere actors playing parts in a murky conspiracy against gun owners.
Is this conclusion consistent with your research as it concerns social media and algorithms?
Yes, it is.
Okay, can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Yes, so over the years, YouTube has built up this a series of different algorithms. I think the most famous being the recommendation algorithm, which lists recommended videos on the side of whatever video you are watching. They also have their search algorithm, which decides what to return back when you enter certain search terms. They also have an algorithm if you have autoplay on. It's an algorithm that determines what plays next. And it turns out that Alex Jones and InfoWars content, when he was on YouTube, played very well in the algorithms. This content would get surfaced really easily, again, to people that were not even necessarily InfoWars fans or viewers. And so it was really easy for a really wide range of people to be exposed to this content. And on top of that, I think I can't speak to Mr. Jones' strategy specifically, but in general, it's common practice for people on these websites to develop what's known as SEO, search engine optimization strategies. So people very specifically will kind of work to get their content surfaced highly in those algorithms.
How does she put it exactly? His impact is impossible to overstate. So, now the good news is that we are actually bigger than we ever have been before. Our audience is bigger than it ever has been before, and we're not too far away. And I believe Alex will be making the announcement somewhat soon. But we're about to explode. We're about to get a hell of a lot bigger, and we're about to hit the ground running on a new operation that is going to make InfoWars a footnote in what is to come. So I hope you can support us in this mission. I don't think I need to remind you, we don't have anybody. We don't have anybody. We don't have any billionaires. We don't have any millionaires. We don't have any politicians. We got nobody helping us ever for anything. So why have we succeeded? Why are we still around? Why have we not succumbed to the completely rigged lawsuits, fake show trials that we've been subjected to? Why have they not been able to silence Alex Jones, myself, and the rest of the InfoWars families? Because you go to thealexjonesstore.com. And when you go to thealexjonesstore.com, there's nothing they can do to stop you from supporting us, supporting yourself, and sticking a big middle finger to anybody that wants to stop us, whether it's Hillary Clinton, Mark Levin, Ben Shapiro, Donald Trump. It doesn't matter. None of it matters because we have you, and as long as you support us, we will continue to stay on the air and continue to tell you the truth, even when it's about Donald Trump being a slave of Israel. If you feel like being lied to, if you feel like being told comfortable truths, if you feel like following people that would rather lie to 1,000 people than tell the truth to 10, then there are lots of outlets out there. You'll just be confused and wrong and surprised a lot of the time. Or you can watch InfoWars, Tomorrow's News Today, understand exactly what's going to happen, hear the people that actually understand what's going on, and get the truth in an unfiltered, unvarnished, and totally unsupported way. And by the way, We are not going to be InfoWars in a very short amount of time. Get your InfoWars branded stuff today, because you're not going to be able to get it for much longer. And once we go down, they're going to become collector's items immediately. So anything branded InfoWars, get it today, thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison, if you want to let them know who sent you.
I'm very pleased to announce two new great products at thealexjonesstore.com that will 100% work and deliver you energy, clarity, and also, when you want to relax, great calm, rest, and sleep. Now, a lot of our products are very complex, game-changing, cutting-edge, you name it. But there's a lot of things that are very simple and proven that are still the best. Now, we have several other great energy formulas at thealexjonesstore.com. They're more complex. But Ultimate Energy is very, very simple. And this is one of the most popular, long-running energy combinations on the market at Whole Foods, everywhere else, because it really works. It's Ultimate Energy, thealexjonesstore.com. Very strong dose of wide-spectrum, organic, time-released caffeine with a big dose of high-quality L-theanine that gives you focus and clarity but relaxes you. So with the caffeine, it's very, very smooth without the letdown, lasts up to 10 hours. That's Ultimate Energy. But when you're ready to relax, Ultimate Chill. a strong dose of high-quality ashwagandha root, known for thousands of years, give people rest, clarity, focus. Doesn't make you tired, just makes you relax, kind of a zen focus. And then on top of that, a big dose of L-theanine that also gives you calm, clear focus. Great rest, great relaxation, great dreams. That's so good for your immune system, your entire body. So some days when I've been working from 5 a.m. to, say, 10 p.m., and I've been, you know, jacked up on our great supplements and you name it, I will go to this formula, Ultimate Chill. That's why I actually came to Big League and said, hey, I'm already using a brand from Whole Foods. This is what's in it. Make it a little bit stronger. So this is a formula I've been using for years to relax. I'm having trouble being able to kind of ease into non-work mode, and this is how I do it. Simple, proven ingredients that work in a high-quality fusion. Now available at thealexjonesstore.com.
Tell you what it's like. It's like being a married father of three and being called an incel. That's how this feels. It's just like, it's not offensive. It just doesn't make any sense. It's just like, you're clearly just, and this is the thing about offense, right? It's like either somebody's not trying to offend you, in which case, why would you get offended if they're just, you know, saying something that they don't mean to offend you, or they are trying to offend you, in which case, why would you give them what they want, right? That's why we don't get offended at things. It's fine. It's fine. It's just our incredibly well-founded confidence in everything that we say. So it makes it easy to endure these blows. By the way, it's been reported now that Melania Trump did not tell Trump that she was making the statement about Jeffrey Epstein. So what if Melania wants to come on? We could have her on sometime. She seems like a decent person. Just fascinating. I'm going to have to open up the phone lines for your calls. And I don't know. We can talk about some of this other stuff. I kind of want to focus on just what the hell's happened to Trump so far and why he thinks going after his critics would even help with that. Because right now it's not going well, and he's basically just a total embarrassment on the world stage. Again, I think maybe thought this was going to be kind of like the rest of how things have gone. I think he expected all of us to defend him. Like, what did you not know about who we are? Like, this is the point. This is what separates us from the left or from the Quisling sycophant, you know, bootlick or scum that are supporting Trump right now. We actually believe the truth, and that is regardless of who's saying it or what, you know, politics it benefits or anything like that. But Donald Trump is lashing out like a child, like a little baby, like a little baby child having a temper tantrum about Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens, Alex Jones. Now, meanwhile, Russia brutally mocks arrogant Trump over Iran defeat and declining mental state. That's embarrassing. World mocks bizarre kind of victory. White House declares triumph despite Iran being emboldened and demanding tolls on the still closed strait as attacks continue on Gulf states and Lebanon. I can't get Israel under control, can't get Iran under control, can't get your own house under control. You can blame us if you want, but I don't think we're the problem here. Did Israel attack Lebanon to spoil the Iran ceasefire? Yeah, probably. But it's not like Trump's going to do anything about it. He's their bitch, after all. Benjamin Netanyahu trial to resume after war-related court pause. Well, you better do something, Trump. Trump, your girlfriend's about to get in trouble. You gotta put out another pathetic, groveling tweet about how he must be pardoned immediately. You know, make one of those other demands that get completely ignored. That looks really great for your reputation. You know what Trump loves is making threats and demands that are utterly impotent and that everybody laughs at and ignores. Do that. You should do that again. You should try again. I know you've already made a whole bunch of statements about how you have to pardon Benjamin Netanyahu. He's a great man. And just literally nobody cares what you have to say because they don't respect you. So it's all very sad. It's all very sad what's happened here. Meanwhile, the Bilderberg meeting is happening in Washington. As UN and Iran talk truce, Israel digs in for a forever war. Military draft resignation registration could become automatic in December because they think they're going to do to us what they've done to the Ukrainians. Difference is that we have guns, so that's not happening. But if you want an easier way to keep your kid out of the military, give them a swastika tattoo. Or just have them, like, bring a copy of Mein Kampf whenever they're being recruited. That they'll be rejected outright. And then they can join my militia and my army. Won't that be fun?
We have two new products at theallshowstore.com that are guaranteed to work and deliver healthy results. One is Ultimate Energy. It's very simple. High-quality fusion of organic caffeine that is time-released, then with a very strong dose of high-quality L-theanine that relaxes you and gives you clarity and focus. A lot of people take it for test. They also take caffeine. You take the two together, it gives you smooth, continual release energy for up to 10 hours. A fabulous product, Ultimate Energy. And then, when it's nighttime and it's time to chill, Ultimate Chill, a big dose of L-theanine and a big dose of ashwagandha root that gives you rest, relaxation, and better, deeper sleep. That's also great for your immune system and your whole body. Good, clean energy and good, clean sleep. These two products together are amazing and are now available at thealexjonesstore.com. While you're there, get the ultramethylene blue, get our incredible iodine, T3, bovine colostrum, and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the second American revolution worldwide and taking the globalist on head on.
You're listening to The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at X.com.
All right, welcome back, folks. Donald Trump is lashing out. He's lashing out at the very people who gave him the right advice because he listened to the Laura Levins and Mark Loomers out there. And now they're telling him it's our fault for criticizing him. And I'm going to take your phone calls about this. If you want to give us a call, the number to dial is 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. Remember, according to Donald Trump, we're criticizing him because we actually really want Iran to have a nuclear weapon. That's obviously what it's about. I mean, look at Tucker Carlson, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Candace Owens, Alex Jones. I mean, clearly, these are people who, for absolutely no reason, would want Iran to have a nuclear weapon. That's got to be it, right? Again, this is the classic move, the classic projection. You could call it. We could go through my tweet where I actually laid out how this is the only way that the pro-Israeli people argue. I just laid this out in a full-fledged tweet. And it looks like Donald Trump has or it looks like Alex has responded to Donald Trump. 3 minutes long. Okay, we'll go to that in just a second. I think before we go to Alex Jones and then your calls, I think I want to go to clip number 10 here. I think I want to go to clip number 10. When we come back on the other side, we'll break down how Trump invoked, I think, all of the easily predictable sort of rote standard talking points for people that don't have arguments to make but still feel like they need to say something. We'll go over that, and we'll show you Alex Jones's response, and then I'll take your calls. But first, clip number 10. Here's the latest drop out of Iran. Let's watch.
Hey, orange pig. America first? Oops. Oh boy, that was the slogan you stole. But Bibby's pulling strings and your vote is getting cold. We're not just fighting for Iran, hear this clear. Your people've reached out to us.
Yeah, we got the DMs here.
If one nation's gonna stand against the Epstein regime's fear, it's us till the last breath, we've been doing it for years. We're standing here for everyone, your system ever wrong, they've known all along.
The enemy was always you.
The real threat war was Putin sung a patriotic song while selling their own citizens and calling it strong.
Stealing from your own people, making them bleed, taking tax dollars just to fund your own greed. They waking up to the lies, the illusions of burst. You screamed America first, now you put losers first.
Make Israel great again.
Your government is run by pedophiles.
They ordered you to die for Israel.
They ordered you to die for Israel.
They lied to you all.
Files, man, the planet would shake from the level of filth and the crimes in your wake.
No wonder Jeff called you the worst, you degenerate snake.
You claimed you never set foot.
You went 40 plus times. You sick bastard, you cooked.
We stepping up to the plate, Epstein regime gotta fall. You fake Christian elite sacrificing the ball.
Demon,
you talk real big for a man with tiny hands.
Tiny hands, tiny things, tiny everything.
We saw everything and word got out. Smallness kinda expands. No wonder all those rage tweets, all those desperate rants. Overcompensating bully, always causing a scene. You said you love losers. Well, look at your team.
Your government is run by.
Your government is run by pedophiles.
They ordered you to die for Israel.
They ordered you to die for Israel.
They lied to you all.
That's really good. That's like the best one yet, I think. It's a good song and it's all true. That's the craziest part. And the thing is, like, I want you to understand. Again, it's not personal. It really isn't. It's sad. It's just like, okay, grandpa got into the liquor cabinet and sent some tweets. It's not like, grr, now we have to get revenge. What it is indicative of an underlying condition. It's like, this is the problem. He is blind to reality. He's blind to who's really on his side. He likes to call himself a deal maker, but he just lies constantly and screws everybody over who helps him. It's like, this is the problem. You know, you start looking into, like, why has his first administration, now a second administration, been such a relentless litany of failure? And it's like, this is why. He doesn't know how to work with people. He wants sycophants, even if those sycophants are putting on an obviously fake, you know, play acting to trick him. It's like he doesn't care. He just is fine with that. And so even though, again, we've been his biggest supporters, Owen Schroyer went to jail for him, Alex Jones has been bankrupted for him. And when we're talking about real, I mean, just, again, devastating stuff. Whereas it's not even about Alex. Like, his children have had their inheritance stolen from them by these people that Trump is cheering on. That Trump could have, you know, tried to intervene at any point. Launch the civil rights things. He could have been a hero. But, like, this is the problem, is he doesn't care. He genuinely doesn't care about average Americans, it seems to me. Like, that's the idea I'm getting across here. So, again, it's not like, oh, you know, Trump turned on us, so now we're going to turn on him. It's like Trump turning on us is like evidence that he's gone. It's like evidence that it's not worth it to try to, you know, say, hey, he's not the best, but he's all we've got. It's like, no, no, no. He has a serious underlying major dysfunction. That means that he is constantly taken advantage of by the worst people and yet is loyal to them to a fault. And the people who are loyal to him are all just suckers. Seriously. Really sucks. It really does. All right, let's go to this Alex Jones response to Trump's little tantrum, his little tantrum. Let's watch.
Well,
Well, President Trump came out on Truth Social and attacked myself and all the original MAGA supporters today. And I'm just so sad that whatever's happened to him has totally changed the man he once was, because he did so much good. That said, it followed just a few hours after Melania Trump came out, unannounced, reportedly Trump didn't know, and said she wasn't involved with Epstein and she supports a full investigation by Congress of the Epstein cover-up. Trump says Epstein's a hoax. So this reminds me of Melinda Gates, Melinda French, when she started turning against Bill, also over Epstein. So Trump's got big problems, folks. And I am just so concerned about this country and the world. Trump's being led around by the nose by Netanyahu and by Mark Levin and others. And it's so sad. The Iran war is a total disaster, a black eye for America. They control the Strait of Hormuz. It is just absolutely incredible what we're seeing and what we're facing. I supported the old Trump. It got so many good things done. But at the end of the day, I just feel sorry for him and pray that God touch his heart and soul and free him from the demonic influences that he's under. I mean, it's just that simple. This is a nightmare. We know the Democrats, the left, are absolutely terrible. But when Trump's calling for wiping out whole civilizations and acting like a supervillain, I have to come out and say I don't support it. It's that simple. So, again, Trump's own wife came out in an unannounced press conference today and said the Epstein crimes are real and that she wants the victims to be in front of Congress to cover up to end. That's the opposite of what Trump's saying. Looks to me like she's breaking with Trump because she knows the ship's sinking, has found out the truth. Elon left 8 months ago saying he's in the files as a cover-up. I never saw any evidence of it, but he's acting like he's guilty. We know he's protecting Howard Lutnick, who said he didn't know Epstein to go to the island, and he did. So all I can say is this is a terrible day, and it's a nightmare for America and the world, but I'm going to tell the truth, report on the facts, no matter what it is. Was I somewhat naive? Did I defend Trump too long? He did so much good? Yeah, I did. Are people that, you know, said I defended him too long, are they right? Yeah, it looks like they are. Fine to a victory lap. But I did it from a place of believing he was the lesser of two evils. And I guess at the end of the day, justice be done, may the heavens fall. There's no such thing as lesser of two evils. So I took the establishment attacking him as the sign I should support him. I took myself being attacked for supporting him as a sign I should support him. And now it's certainly clear that this new Donald Trump is somebody we shouldn't support, and I'm not. So I'm energetically opposing him. I'm calling for the 25th Amendment if he continues to call for nuclear war and genocide. Hopefully he backs down. We'll continue to report this as it unfolds, but that's the facts. Melania Trump, they've said, you know, was turning against Trump years ago. I never believed it, but now she's definitely countermanding what he said and done, saying there's nothing to Epstein. She's saying there is. It should be investigated. I stand with Melania Trump, and I stand with the truth. I stand with the victims of Epstein against the Epstein class. Follow me on X at Real Alex Jones. On Rumble, the Alex Jones Show. God bless you all.
And again, support us at thealexjonesstore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com/Harrison if you want to let them know who sent you. Because we've always operated like this. And, you know, it was kind of a strange, you know, thing to not actively be hated by the people in power. You know, it turns out we were. It turns out they just, you know, did realize it wasn't popular to probably express what they really think about us. But this is where we belong, I suppose. Telling the truth and hated for it, supporting Americans and despised by the American elite, opposing war and despised by warmongers. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. I completely agree with everything Alex said. It's just sad what's happened to Trump, how he's changed and who he's become and who he's serving now. We can go to a few more videos here and go to clip 24 here. This is President Trump announcing the fact that I guess we're going to move to cryptocurrency, as he also is being used as a vessel to usher in the Mark of the Beast digital currency system. So let's watch.
Many Americans are unaware that behind the scenes, the technical backbone of the financial system is decades out of date, many, many years out of date. You know that Paul and others are straightening it out, but payments and money transfers are costly and take days or even weeks to clear. Under this bill, the entire ancient system will be eligible for a 21st century upgrade using the state-of-the-art crypto technology. Who would have thought we would have been saying that 2 years after?
Yeah, who would have thought? Who would have thought that you'd completely go over to the enemy? Who would have thought? It's shocking, really. It really is shocking. So, I mean, I think this is an opportunity. I really do. Because at the end of the day, I mean, we're not going to go to the left by any means. We're farther to the right than Trump is, obviously. We're just not Israel first sycophants. So is this not an opportunity? I mean, it's like, fine. Fine. Like, I've been through this in my own life, right? It's like I was saying, like being betrayed, this whole thing, or like, you know, you kind of try to ignore the fact that somebody's mistreating you. And you're just like, it's fine. It'll go back to normal eventually. And then like, then they do something to you that's like so egregious. You're like, whoa, that was a slap in the face. Okay. I need to move on. That's kind of what this feels like. It's like, okay, that's the signal. We need to move on. Maybe this is the breaking of the chains that we need. Maybe we do need to decouple completely from anything to do with Donald Trump, and we need to create a coalition to oppose him. Again, Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, obviously not his, we're not on the right. I mean, we're not on the left. We're not socialists. We're not, you know, cheering for Muslims to take over. But at the same time, who we thought Trump was, he's not. He's just not the person we thought he was. So, you know, we need a new creation. We need a new manifestation of this movement. And it's not right wing and it's not left wing. It's American. It's America first. And of course, that was what Trump said. Of course, we now know all that was a lie, but the sentiment was true. And now we just need to carry on that sentiment and not so much base anything on what Trump is doing, but instead just establish for ourselves, stake out our own stance and perpetuate that, which is what we've always done. And we just need to do it, you know, with the understanding that we are in diametric opposition now to both Donald Trump and the Democrat Party and the socialists. So, you know, maybe this is the opportunity. Maybe we should do a big event with all these people. Maybe Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens, and Alex Jones can like share the stage somewhere and do a big event. Maybe that can be the beginnings to a new political party, something like that. Maybe we need to take this as a sign. It's like, okay, all right. You don't want us there. I guess we're going to have to go make something new. And it'll be accurate and truthful, and we won't put our hope in a traitor. It's very sad. It's very sad what they've done to us. Well, what they've done to him. Let's go to clip 31 here, a little before and after. A little before and after, in case, again, you're wondering who changed here. In case you need a reminder of who's the consistent one and who's not, I could show you videos literally from the early 90s of Alex Jones being exactly who he is now, saying exactly the same things he says now. Let's take a look at a little compilation comparing Donald Trump 2016 to Donald Trump 2026. 31, clip 31. Let's watch.
You're not going to support me, even though you know I'm the best thing that could ever happen to Israel. You're not going to support me because I don't want your money.
I love Israel. I'm with you all the way. You will be bigger, better, stronger.
A lot of bad decisions that are being made for the benefit of lobbyists and special interests. You better get rid of the super PACs because they're causing a big problem.
We have to get the people of our country, of this country, to love Israel more. That are Jewish people, that are great people, they don't love Israel enough. You know that.
The donors, the special interests, the lobbyists have very strong power over these people. They have a lot of control over our politicians. And I don't say that favorably.
And I said, this is our first Jewish president.
Look at the way he's got his arm around him. Look at the way that he manhandles Trump. Can you imagine? That's the president. Mark Levin's the president. Have you seen anybody manhandle Donald Trump like that, putting his arm around him, putting him in a headlock, pulling him down to the microphone? God, it's just disgusting, honestly. The lack of respect. It's a power move. Pull up that last clip. Pull up the last frame of the video we just saw. You tell me if that's not Mark Levin humiliating Donald Trump. You think Donald Trump likes being touched by that little goblin? It's a power move. Mark Levin is displaying his dominance over the president of the United States. His dopamine receptors are firing on all cylinders. as he knows exactly what he's doing. Watch me stick my finger in the face of the president, pull him down to my level, and call him the first Jewish president. And watch, he's going to go along and he's going to let me do it. That's what we're dealing with here. And that's what Trump is showing himself to be. Let's go to your calls now. Jordan in Michigan, thank you for calling in. What is your take on Donald Trump's pathetic meltdown here?
Hey, how's it going? How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
Good. I just want to let you guys know I love your show. Number one. Number two, I had a TBI back in December, traumatic brain injury.
Oh.
They had me on all these narco pills and everything, and I switched to the methylene blue last month, and I haven't taken any of those pain pills, and my headache has, like, disappeared.
Wow.
So thanks for that.
That's amazing. So that's not your average everyday thing. I mean, you had a real medical situation.
Yeah, I was in a bad car accident, and about the size of a quarter they cut out of my brain, my skull.
Wow.
So the headaches were bad. It was getting out of hand, and I saw a guy that you guys gave it to. He was a veteran who had a TBI. I think he was blown up in a vehicle overseas.
Yep.
And he claimed the same thing, and I was like, well, I got to give this thing a try, and I did. And literally, like, the first day I took it, it was, like, within 30 minutes, like, I felt just at ease, energy, clear. It was the best.
That's incredible. That's great to hear. But, hey, look, you don't need a traumatic brain injury to feel the effects of ultramethylene blue. But that's the thing. It's like whatever your problem is, you know, ultramethylene blue is going to help with it. Same thing with iodine. I say it all the time. You don't know what the effect is going to be. So that's amazing. I love hearing that, that our products are able to help you with such a sounds like horrifying situation you're in. I'm glad you're doing better now, Jordan.
Yeah, thank you. And then another thing I wanted to add, too, is, I mean, I feel like we've just been lied to. I mean, I voted for Trump in 2015, 2020, and last year in 2024. And it's just like he did a 180. Like, oh, no new wars, no war with Iran. Oh, we'll end the war with Ukraine. This and it's like, oh, we're gonna stop the people coming across the border. We're gonna build the wall. And not one thing he said has came true. So it's like, I mean, I feel bad for him at this point. Honestly, I don't know if he's just that controlled by Israel, or if they really have that much power. Or what's going on, but
maybe you're just too low IQ, Jordan. Maybe you're just too dumb to understand how brilliant that not building the wall and starting new wars and not throwing any of the deep state in prison and not doing anything to get justice for any of the crimes against Trump himself or the American. Maybe you're just too low IQ to appreciate the things Donald Trump really has done for us. You ever thought about that, Jordan?
Yes, I forgot. He's doing, what is that, the level six chest or six level chest?
Yeah, 6D chest.
6D chest, yeah, that's why.
Yeah, you just don't understand. You just can't see it. You're just too low IQ. All right, well, thanks for calling in, Jordan. Of course, I appreciate it. Of course, I'm joking. Obviously, I'm joking. And this is why it's so absurd. And you don't need to be a crazy conspiracy theorist or whatever just to be like, what the hell? We voted for him to do one thing and he did another. It's not actually that complicated. I appreciate the call, Jordan, and I'm glad Methylene Blue is able to help you with your medical condition there. So that's really great news. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Robert in Alabama now. Go ahead, Robert, you're on the air.
Hey, Harrison.
Howdy.
Melania, she's known for a long time, I'm pretty sure, and finally just got the gumption up, and it takes time, and she's such an educated woman to pull that press conference off just on a whim. That was a beautiful move, but at the same time, she's got to be protecting Barron from, I mean, I think she just, in other words, Trump probably isn't getting to snuggle with her at night. Hmm. Does that make sense?
Well no, I don't really understand. Expand on that a little bit.
Okay. Everybody that said open up the Epstein files, now they're getting bashed. Now she just got done saying, open up the Epstein files. Let's do it. I mean, she didn't say that, but full congressional Congress. I mean, she sounded like Marjorie Taylor Greene with a thick accent.
Right.
Like,
he's going to come out. Melania's an idiot. I'm dropping Melania. Melania dump. I'm going to call her Melania dump because I'm dumping her. Yeah, who knows? I mean, hell, he'll do it to anybody. We don't know. Being married isn't necessarily a protection from Donald Trump's impotent wrath.
Yes. And then And the other thing is, have you seen that guy on X? He's got to be an intel guy because Kyle Serif, and I don't know if he knows him, but they interact on X. The artist formerly known as Jess.
You know, I'm in contact with him. He was supposed to come on not too long. I know exactly what you're talking about. Elfson Jess, I think is his name on X. We're getting him on the show very soon. Don't worry about that. He's great. I know exactly what you're talking about.
My people perish for lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible tells us. Another way to say it is, those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. God has given us compounds in nature that aren't just important, they're vital, they're essential. If you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you die. Don't have water for 4 or 5 days, you die. You don't have food for a month, you die. And why is that? Because there's nutrients in the food you need that are essential. Well, iodine is one of the essential nutrients. We have massive shortages of it in our depleted soils. Now, I have a new CIA declassified document I'm going to hit here in just a moment. But first, I want to show you a few headlines. UN study, 2 billion people suffer from vitamin mineral deficiencies, particularly iodine, the number one cause of cognitive disabilities in the world today. Here's another one. Salt smarts how iodine has increased America's IQs. Starting in the 20s, we had super low IQs like iodine. They put it in 15, 20 point increase. My point is, this is a known fact. It just got declassified 2 weeks ago, CIA Operation Artichoke, in the 50s. They said, we've been tasked by the big tax-free foundations, the Rockefellers and Carnegies, to dumb down the American people. And we're going to put poisons in the food, the water, and the vaccines to dumb them down to make them more manageable. Absolutely incredible. So right here, ladies and gentlemen, I have taken a few drops of our new T3, even better than X2, pure atomic iodine, and mixed it with our medical-grade methylene blue. Both of these supercharge your cells, clean out your body, and counter the effects of the things now being admitted by the CIA. That fluoride calcifies the pineal gland and jackets your cells where they cannot transmit. Now, I've been telling you this for decades. They have major studies, but now here it is. CIA declassified research. The human body is a liquid crystal that is literally transmitting and receiving a transceiver. And what does fluoride do? It literally blocks that. What goes in and strips that out? Iodine and methylene blue, they act in different ways. So this is information that the bad guys not want you to know. Also in the CIA document, they admit that most cancer is microscopic worms. There's hundreds of species that get in and colonize your body, amoebas, and eat your breast, your liver, your brain, you name it. And then they call it a tumor and cancer, but they're just areas of your body that have been chewed out. Now, you've seen us with countless doctors and scientists on talking about this. Not all cancer is this, but the majority of it from studies is, and they are again telling you that you just got to die. And if you've got an infection of parasites in your brain or whatever, if they hit it with radiation, it kills the parasites. But the radiation also kills your regular cells. Turns out the majority of people in the world have one form or another of parasite. Here's the Daily Mail. CIA faces furious backlash after a hidden document the potential cure for cancer is declassified after 60 years. We've talked about this for many, many years. We are totally vindicated again. And right now, we finally have the original pure iodine back, but even stronger, now known as T3. The original X2, but even better, at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, ladies and gentlemen, T3 and what it does for your body is amazing. So for a limited time, you can get T3, our new iodine, the very best ever, at thealexjonesstore.com. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off, regular customers, 25% off at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds the operation. Total win-win. Now, methylene blue, you fill in 30 minutes on average. Iodine takes about 2 weeks to kick in to get the full effect, but it is just as amazing. You are insane if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com right now. You get our ultra methylene blue and the new T3 that's even better than the next two. The same formula, but stronger. Exclusively available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
In the southern part of Texas, in the town of San Antonio, is a fortress all in ruins that the weeds have overgrown.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is The War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, and Forbes.com, band.video. Taking your calls this segment, we'll go directly out to them. Let's go to Jay in Illinois. Go ahead, Jay, you're on the air.
Hi, Harrison. How's it going today?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Outside of the insanity.
Of the insanity. Hey, the insanity's fun, right, man. This is what it's all about.
Well, then you're having a ball.
You better believe it.
I mean, Trump has just been off the rails for months now, and every day he gets worse and worse and worse, and then there's this thing today. I don't think he has any plan to actually relinquish power. I think that he has been told that he doesn't have to worry whether he maintains power or whether he sits in the background. I think that just like Alex has mentioned before, that it looks like he took over the Epstein blackmail control system. He may very well take over the election architecture control system and work that to his advantage, or just declare himself a dictator in the same way that Zelensky has in Ukraine.
You know, that's interesting. That's an interesting interpretation of this, basically saying that, I mean, that you think he'll do something before even the midterms? Because, I mean, he's sort of, you know, batting that around a little bit, going, you know, maybe we won't have elections. I mean, do you think he doesn't care about the midterm? Like, he's doing all this stuff that's polling negatively, but it doesn't matter because he's just not going to have elections, basically?
Looks at it from the perspective of, what are you going to do? You know, kind of the same way that the far left does. What are you going to do about it? I mean, sure, there are things that could be done, or maybe we finally do end up in a nuclear strike situation where Israel does something stupid to Iran. Russia and China have basically said, you know, you nuke, we nuke, talking about Israel. But if that starts happening, then I think we're all basically in the soup at that point. But, you know, he'll just have such a crisis come up that it's like, well, you know, we can't switch horses in the middle of the stream. I'm suspending elections. I mean, he's smart enough, I think, even though he's basically lost his mind, he's smart enough to keep on changing his strategy and glomming on to whatever he thinks is going to work in the moment. This whole thing of coming out against Alex and Megyn Kelly and Tucker Carlson and others, it's just insane. I mean, as you said, as Alex has said, as I've always known, he rode in on our wave, not vice versa.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. And again, it's like, okay, if he's actually going to try to, you know, maintain power, and I don't think it's impossible, and I think, you know, they would require some sort of emergency. It would have to get really bad here, and they may be planning for that. But tell you what, if that happens, then it'll be Donald Trump and his Israeli sycophants versus all the conservatives that still believe in the rule of law, which are all the MAGA conservatives, which, you know, is as much as they're willing to, you know, give Trump the benefit of the doubt, a lot of these people still, you know, believe in these things that, you know, aren't even really like all that valid anymore. You know, things that sort of have been abandoned a long time ago, yet they still believe in them and stick to them. Even though it harms their cause, like, they're not going to be okay with a president just making himself king, obviously. Like, no just traditional American conservative would be okay with it. Obviously, the entire left wing is going to be against it. And now all of us will be against it. So it'll be all of America versus Trump and his Israeli sycophants. And like, even that is just not going to work. Like, if he wants to try to stay in office, like, then we will help the left drag him out. Like, it's, you know, why would you make enemies of us? This is just so, if that's his plan, then this is even a stupider move than I thought. That would be my conclusion there, is if he thinks that he's going to, you know, remain in office beyond, you know, his allotted time, then he's making the wrong enemies. That's all I'll say. So it's an interesting thought, and, you know, it's not out of the realm of possibility. Let's go to William in Mississippi. Thanks so much for the call, Jay. Let's go to William in Mississippi. Go ahead, William. You're on the air.
Hey, you hear me all right?
I hear you great.
Yeah, so really, honestly, the hardcore Trump supporters, there's really nothing we can do with them. They're, I got yelled at by a boomer today for so Russians because he's gone absolutely crazy. And honestly, yeah, starting a new party, I think that's what we should do, is have a whole new party, because obviously the two-party system has failed us.
That's what I'm saying. And I've made the case before, because I know a third party is an exercise in futility in America, but that's always been before. This is like one of the only times that, like, yeah, we can come together. Both parties have a huge contingent that are sick of Israel and just want America to be free of Israel. If we can just come together on that, hey, let's have a coalition. Let's get together. Let's, you know, work on rooting out and destroying this pernicious subversive influence, and then we can get back to just doing normal things that the American government should be doing. So, you know, I think now is the time to, and this Trump Truth Social post could be the starting gun. I mean, this could really be a big and exciting thing where we can, you know, shatter the two-party paradigm and reach across the aisle and say, look, we're both Americans. We're on the same team. Whether we like it or not, we might disagree on some pretty fundamental things, but it doesn't matter until we get rid of the thing we all agree on, right? We can debate on where the ship should go, but first we got to bail out the water. That's essentially the case that we're in, the situation that we're in, is we are in a sinking boat that's going to bring us all down. So first we need to bail the water out. We need to get the Israeli influence out, and then we can bicker and debate over where the boat should go. But I think we should come together. I think we should abandon the two-party system, and I think we can make some compromises. I would be more than willing to make compromises that are intelligent and necessary, right? I would be, like, right now my stance is I think we should literally just do away with like 99% of government subsidies. Just if I was dictator, I would just go, we're just do away with them. They just don't exist anymore. And it would be harsh, but necessary. I would do that. I'd be willing to say, okay, let's have a little bit of a safety net, social safety net, whatever they call it. In exchange, can we shut the border? Because you have to admit, it doesn't make any sense to have a social safety net and an open border. That's nonsensical. So I want the border closed. You want welfare. I bet we can make a deal. I bet we can make a deal. Does that mean I'm a socialist and I am now on the side of the people who think you can live off the government all the time? No, absolutely not. But I think we could make a deal. I think we could come to some compromise. I think we could reasonably establish a system that benefits all Americans, as long as we weren't being deliberately divided constantly by people who find it useful to divide and conquer us. I think it's time for a third party, and I think Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens, Alex Jones can be the seed. That's just me.
Well, and funny enough, you know, Alberta's been, their secession movement keeps heating up. I think it'd be absolutely hilarious if we all just pack up our stuff and make Alberta New America.
rename it New America. I like it. Thank you so much for the call, William. Got a lot more calls. Let's go to Michael in Ohio here. Michael, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Michael Taylor. I'm going to get you on X. I just want to say, man, same thing I've been saying for quite a while, probably about since 2 months into Trump's last term, and this is coming from a guy. I voted for him 3 times. I got all my apprentices at work to vote for him. I'm an electrician, you know, and I got a bunch of 20-year-olds that had never voted to vote for him, and I feel bad, you know. I feel like I've misled them. But I was worried all along that Trump's part of this Epstein class, that, you know, he's so used to getting what he wants his whole life, getting his way, that when he starts seeing us, you know, backlash against what he's doing, it really hurts his ego, man. And I think that's the reason he's going completely bonkers these days. It's just because his ego doesn't know how to handle the negative comment. And I agree, the two-party system is broke. You can't get you can't be appointed as a Republican or Democrat candidate unless the party says so. So, you know, and my whole thing is if we start a third party, it could be just as easily corrupted. Whereas if we just flood the system with independent people in the elections, you know, you can run 20 independent. And like I told Owen Benjamin, I said, you know, we've seen what it did during the Trump election. I mean, he had to pull RFK into his administration just to keep that vote from getting split.
Yep.
And that's a strategy that we could use to our benefit. And I just kind of wonder what you think about that.
No, I think you're absolutely right. I think we got to do something. So again, it's almost kind of nice. It's kind of like ripping the Band-Aid off. It's like, okay, no more, there's no more wondering about it. No more holding on to that small sliver of hope that maybe, just maybe, Trump is playing some sort of long game. It's just, it's been clear for a while that's not the case, but, you know, at the same time, we're in reality and we got to deal with, you know, what we have to deal with. And, you know, going back, I can't say I would, not vote for Donald Trump. I mean, that's the thing. And even with all the stuff of the Iran war, like going back in time, would you vote for Kamala Harris? Again, I've said a million times, but if nothing else, the pardoning of the J6ers, that was huge. And that wouldn't have happened under Kamala. So it's not even like going back. It's like, well, we never should have supported him. It's just like, he's just disappointing. It's just a complete, utter 180 degree change and a complete disappointment. And, you know, learn our lesson and move on. So I don't know what else to do about it other than say that, you know, again, it would be different if anything he said was true. If like, I don't know, we were motivated by hatred, or if like, yeah, I don't know. It would be different if we'd behave differently, but especially for Alex. Again, I've been sort of down on Trump for a while, sort of ever since he bombed Iran the first time, you know, sort of, okay, we'll see what he does here type of thing. But Alex has been very much pro-Trump this entire time. So again, if Alex had been hammering Trump for the last couple years and had really been a thorn in his side, and finally Trump is like, breaks and is just like, fine, I'll acknowledge you and just like, shut up already. And it would feel completely different. The fact that we have been completely loyal, we have been completely supportive of him up until the war in Iran, the Epstein files, and the complete collapse on his part and from his nature, completely reversing. Then again, it's hard to feel like, oh, gee, we deserve this. We earn this. We, you know, this is what we ask. It's just like, no, it's just an outright senseless betrayal, and I don't know, there's not much, you know, logical happening here. Nothing logical going on. Just illogical. So again, just sad. Thanks for the call, Michael. I appreciate it. Let's go to Chad in Minnesota now. Chad, you're on the air.
Hey, good evening, Harrison.
Howdy.
Going to back to Thomas Jefferson, in his inaugural address, and entangling alliances, and to see the foresight there of our founding father, one of our founding fathers, where he declared his devotion to peace, commerce, and honest friendship with all nations, entangling alliances with none, and how that rings true to where we're at and what situation we will always be in if we play this lipstick, slap the lipstick on the pig situation that we have with our government. It's just getting to the point, and I'm in full agreement with the last two callers and what you guys were discussing about a third party. It seems as though it's pie in the sky, or it's always presented as pie in the sky, or, you know, something. In Mark Mitchell even talked about this back in November of trying to fix the Republican Party before it's too late. And that's long gone. I mean, I think that's more pie in the sky than the third party approach. And I think that that is where we need to go. And we need to simplify government. We need to make sure that we have beliefs that no matter what it is, where it becomes this political situation of people's beliefs that mean nothing to managing a country, because every one of those individuals would be fired if they were in a company running it the way that they are. And it's right. All it is we're just getting to the point where it's, like I said, the lipstick, slapping the lipstick on the pig is this fiat
situation that we have where, you know, we think that we're going to be able to just make this last and we can just make it continue. And I think Trump, honestly, I've voted for him 3 times. I think if we could have captured him and had the wedge or kept the wedge there and kept him away from the neocons, the establishment, the donors, I truly believe that I don't think it was a pull the rug out kind of thing always set up. I don't believe in that, but you know, hey, whatever. I just see that as soon as that situation with Doge, I think they realized that it's time to slap the lipstick on the pig. This is unattainable. We are not going to be able to make this work, and we got to do whatever we can because corruption, all of the corruption, all that money, that prints money. That all prints money you just keep printing money. It's time we need to get back to a simple contracts within government where limited terms. And if you go away, if you stray away, like what President Trump did this term, where he strays and he's not resolute on his Agenda 47 for domestic policy, you're out. Like, you can't do that. And it's just, it's frustrating, but I'm glad to hear everybody just talking about the same things. I think the synergy is there and it's great. And also your JCPOA talk about that. I think that is absolutely crucial in understanding and the whole process of that situation that went wrong there.
Yeah.
It's amazing when you start digging into that stuff, and I'm glad that you've been talking about it. So thanks for the time, Harrison. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. And you know, interestingly enough, there's been a video that's gone viral online, and it's a video that I reference quite a bit about Jordan Schachel or whatever his name is. He put out a thing saying, "I think Tucker Carlson works for a foreign government," and so then people are posting this video of Jordan Schachel, whatever his name is, from the documentary The Lobby, and it's something I reference all the time. So, you know, it's kind of nice that this video is going around now. Obviously, it's ironic because here's a foreign operative admitted, like he's on hidden camera going, "I'm an agent for Israel," but it's secret, it's undercover. Like, he's literally an undercover operative for a foreign thing. He's on camera in a PBS documentary or an Al Jazeera documentary about it. So hilarious. That's like so typical. Pretty much everybody calling for investigating foreign involvements is actually an Israeli agent. Again, just hilarious irony there. But that documentary, the full thing, the full Lobby documentary, the whole thing is about the unified, concerted, monolithic push by the Jewish community in America to defeat the JCPOA. The whole thing. It's all about, and it's the thing that they say, and I've used this as an example a lot, but they have undercover video of one of these events where a bunch of Jewish people gather in a hotel room in New York, and they all put down, you know, whatever the maximum is, the personal maximum for a donation, then they combine them all together, so you have like a $50,000 donation that you're about to offer somebody, and you say, "We represent the Jewish community in America, and we want this one thing." And the one thing that they want is get rid of the JCPOA. We want somebody, and it doesn't matter what else you believe. They could be talking to a leftist, a right winger, abortion, pro-life. None of that matters. They want you aligned on one thing. And so you have this happen in cities all over the country. And what you end up with is a bunch of politicians with a whole bunch of different beliefs from a whole bunch of different backgrounds, believe in a whole bunch of different things, but they all happen to align on this one thing, which is getting rid of the JCPOA. So that was a major, major impetus. And I believe Al Jazeera filmed that documentary in something like 2014. Around then, it would have been probably shortly after the JCPOA. But, you know, it's not unlikely that that was a key component of why Trump got elected in the first place. Because the Jewish community here was desperate to get rid of the JCPOA because that was preventing Israel from attacking Iran, because it actually allowed Iran to continue to develop and operate and be not a nuclear threat. They didn't want that. They wanted them to be a nuclear threat because they wanted to attack them, just like Benjamin Netanyahu sent $35 million a month to Hamas because they were the violent faction and they wanted to eventually go to war and physically destroy Gaza, not make peace and a deal with them. Exactly the same thing with Iran, only they used the American government and may have very well gotten Trump elected explicitly and specifically just to get rid of the JCPOA. which are now seeing the, all of that come to total fruition. So yeah, the JCPOA is not like just like some small thing. If you watch the lobby documentary, all four episodes, I think it is, it's all about how the Jewish community in America were absolutely on the march, like treating it like a war and just sending people to, it was two things. It was getting the JCPOA and it was the BDS movement. And they were very scared of the BDS movement, the boycott, divest, sanction. So go watch the lobby and you'll learn how all this stuff operates in real time. We have time for one more call. Let's go to Patriot Independence in Virginia. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Harrison?
How you
Patriot
doing?
Independence out of the CIA captured state of Virginia.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah. Yep. I just, I'm after what Trump did with what he did on Easter and now the way he's doing Alex, I'm just done with him, man. It's one person that literally fought and risked everything for Trump over 10 years. And he lost damn near everything because of, and this is how he's treated because of it all, because he wants to tell the truth and prevent the whole world from being destroyed. It's absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
And, if he's willing to do that to a lot of, his day one supporters, it's obvious to see the way he's taken this country right now. It's just a big disappointment. And it's like the founders, what that last caller said about Thomas Jefferson. When any form of government becomes destructive of the people, it is the right and duty of the people to alter or abolish it and institute a new one.
Yeah.
But it's like I say, everybody's a patriot until it's time to do patriot shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it's long overdue. But you're pointing out something. I don't know if you meant to, but what your call made me think of is like there's a difference between being mad at somebody because like you actually genuinely believe that they don't know what's best for themselves, if you know what I mean. So like a lot of times I'm on here expressing frustration because I'm like, you idiot, you absolute morons, we're trying to help you. Or like, going to war in Iran is not getting them farther from a nuclear weapon. It's getting them closer, you absolute morons. Killing Muammar Gaddafi was not a great blow against Muslims worldwide. It's the thing that opened up. So it's like, okay, I agree with you, but you're being dumb because you don't understand how your actions are against your own interests. Like, I get frustrated at that a lot. That's not what's happening here. This is not Trump saying, oh, these people are stupid because they don't understand, what's good for them. He's basically saying, I'm glad that bad things are happening to them. This isn't like, hey, if Alex Jones had only listened to me, then maybe he wouldn't have been sued and bankrupted. He's saying, no, I'm glad he got sued and bankrupted. I like that. And I'm in favor of that. So it's just a whole different attitude. And because as you're pointing it out, it's like, if he can do this to his number, day one supporters, it kind of puts into perspective, like, how does he feel about America? I don't know. This doesn't, if this Truth Social post reflects how he actually feels about regular Americans, which all these people are, these people don't have institutional power. They're just individuals who are popular because they're right and good at what they do. And he is like really hates them. He really hates all these people and he really wants bad things to happen to them. And we didn't do anything to him. We're not the ones who made him side with Israel and close the Epstein files. So, when you look at him in America, it's like, well, now, I don't know. It's hard to see the destruction of America that's happened under his watch as anything other than what he wanted. He's probably happy about it. He's probably mocking America in the background. That's who he really is. It was revealed in his Truth Social post.
Let me do this. The folks at Migley, about 7-8 months ago, came out with this top-of-the-line Faraday cage backpack with all these special pockets, super high quality. I'd previously bought a bag for myself personally like this, similar brand, for $500. The problem was they only got 500 of these. Well, guess what? They got a couple thousand of them finally in. It took 7-8 months. It's a $600 value, just the bag, for $249, but guess what comes in it? America First Faraday bag, America First Tactical Trench Knife, it's badass, America First T-shirt, MK Ultra Atomic Defense Supplements, Shilajit Gummy, Shilajit Capsules, Irish Sea Moss Capsules, Warcry Premium product, and more. And VIP members get it for $199. Also, as you can now read in the newspapers, the Texas receiver is saying he's not going to pay the rent or the bills. So you ask, when are we going to shut down? Tomorrow? 2 weeks from now? I'm going to just wait till the lights turn off, okay? You'll probably see InfoWars go down the site. You see streaming shut down. Once we can't do it, we have the All Shows Network built at Big Leone's, and I'm going to go over and do it there. But I'm going to ride this horse till it dies. I'm going to ride this race car till the engine blows or the wheels come off. Or I crash into the embankment. I ain't giving up. I'm riding this horse till I win or I lose. And then the media's like, oh, he's finally going to lose. Oh, yeah, all right. I am the InfoWar. Our listeners are the InfoWar. And we got a whole line. Here's the first one of a limited edition Veterans of the InfoWar t-shirts. Look at this. This is badass. And it's the troops on Iwo Jima raising the American flag with the InfoWars patch where the stars are. InfoWars lives forever. It is an amazing limited edition shirt. Look at that bad boy. And it funds this operation, but also the Alex Jones Network to keep us on the air. We need funds. We want to get more reporters back and expand, but we need your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com.